air, and it's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition.
Why not? Why not? Good morning, geniuses. You know who you are, philosopher kings, philosopher queens. All you people out there, you progressive utopians, you are concerned about the fish from yesterday. It's very important that the fish don't experience pain. What about me? What about my pain? That's what the fish are saying in the tanks. They're just swimming around. Dude, I'm at an existential crisis in here. I'm in a tank. You don't think I see you looking at me, pointing on the glass? There he is, tapping on the glass again. Great. Great. Give me some pellets. Watch me. I'm a genius. I'm going to the surface. What am I talking about? What am I talking about, Riley?
You tell me.
Why don't we talk about what we were talking about before we got in the air? We're gonna have to have another show on another network.
Yeah.
For the stuff that we talk about off the air, me, you, and Kalo.
Yeah, kind of satellite network. We're gonna have to have some kind of say. Yeah, where the FCC can't, where Michael Powell can't bust
Air America Radio Raw.
But I mean, we can talk about the central part of the central premise of what we were talking about.
Yeah, but then it's like it gets into. I'm not sure we can. I'm not sure we can talk about that.
In other words, we're going to get into the whole toilet bowl of our lives. Is it
not even a toilet bowl? It's just like it's just boy stuff.
I know.
You know, which is okay.
Man stuff. It's not boy stuff.
I bet you get some arguments there. Yeah, man stuff is what's going on. You know that I don't know.
I know.
I'm not
I
even
know.
Sure. You know, all I know is that sometimes, you know, I'm not the most mature person in the world.
Who
know?
Is? We're all trying to run back to the womb.
We're
That's
all
what
babies.
We do. Yeah.
Yeah, but what would you do if you got there? Oh God, what
God,
was I
yeah.
thinking?
Yeah, right.
You know,
because placenta is just.
Oh no, 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 no. We're not there. No placenta.
Man, let me tell you. I could tell you a placenta story, pal.
It looks like we just got to Rileytown the first 3 minutes of the show. The people are trying to get up and eat breakfast.
I know,
God's sake.
I know.
You just crossed the Pashman, Son of Lewis, and Linda Pashman line.
So I should, what, save the placenta story?
Don't even talk about placenta. What's wrong with you? It's disgusting.
Hey, it's in shampoo.
No,
it's not that disgusting.
No, I don't even want to know that. What are you talking about?
It's a big thing. Kayla, would you tell him?
What?
In a shampoo that's got placenta
oh,
in it.
Oh, man, what is this?
I don't know.
What's this disgusting?
It's head and shoulders.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, God. What happened?
Well, what are you going to do?
Oh, I want to catch the train out of right
here. Hey, it's no more disgusting than that limpid Texan that we're going to discuss anyway.
We'll get to him in a second. I want to say thank you to the guy who sent me and Larson, Clutch Larson, in the booth, and Mark Riley and I received mini mag lights.
And mine is being put to great use.
Named Danny. He wrote us a little note. He said, I didn't read the first. Let's see. First is to help you. Here we go. Enclosed, find some gifts of appreciation for you and the two Marks. I hope they'll serve dual purposes. First is to help your group in your search for the truth and for an honest person. I'm sure if you keep looking, eventually you and the other handful of good people will find them someday somewhere. Second is that you're all, dare I say, morning people, so these flashlights are even more critical as you may make your way through the early morning darkness.
Danny, thanks loads, because that's exactly what I'm using it for. I can actually now see what I'm putting on before I come here.
Really? And you're
Not
still
that
wearing
any
that?
Same
it doesn't seem like his outfit.
But now I see him before I put him on.
Yeah, that was a very nice gift. Also, I want to thank the woman who, I don't have the letter, but she sent me these cat toys, and my cats went crazy. And, like, I got, look at this, Riley. Look at this. Dig this. There's a new... More scientists than ever are studying the phenomenon of hoarding pets.
I heard a story about this the other day.
It says animal hoarders are not necessarily mentally ill. All right, the best is they call it the well-intentioned behavior gone awry. You know, and I hate to say that. I understand this a little bit. You know, there's this whole story about, let me just read it right out. Even with the gas mask on, the strong stench of cat feces and urine made breathing difficult for the police officer as he picked his way through a 3-foot-high piles of garbage. Yeah. Nearly 20 cats skittered nervously about the Scottsdale house, which was buzzing with flies and infested with spiders, roaches, maggots. Now, I'm assuming that the spiders, roaches, and maggots were not pets. Those were not part of the intention, but the cats. So these people... they actually get so emotionally attached to these cats that they just keep, they no longer see the reality. They go into a certain type of denial. Like, this person is like, yeah, what's the matter? They're my babies. It's like, what's the matter is you're living in a mountain of garbage surrounded by 50 cats.
Well, you got the 50
cats. But there, look at them.
You get the 50 cats, you don't have to take out the garbage anymore.
That's not true. See, I even know for my own sake, because I got the four dummies at home, you know, that you know, I'm sitting in there, and it, like last week, all of a sudden I had this, you know, this weird cathartic moment where I'm like, oh my God, my apartment smells like a pet store. And I went into this frenzy to clean up the smell.
Oh, that was the whole Pine Sol thing, right?
Yeah, it kind of worked, but a listener recommended that I get this other stuff over at Petco, and I got it.
Really?
Miracle Cat, Miracle Pet, Miracle something. I don't know. It's a spray. I haven't tried it yet because I cleaned it up pretty well. But we don't need to talk about this. Speaking of bugs, though, let's see. Here's a nice jumping off point. Where was it? Buzzing with flies, spiders, roaches, and maggots, which, oddly, was Tom DeLay's old job.
That's right.
Tom DeLay.
He's former exterminator.
He was, now, you know, yeah, What do these words, you know, have, you know, what are these, well, we sort of dumped the joke. He was the Napoleon of bugs, and now he's the Napoleon of the repugs. And, you know, what's going on with this sort of extortionate, reprobate, iniquitous, perfidious, venal man? Is that he's, you know, he has so much loyalty, and he's bought so many people, and he's gotten so many people into power. Can just take his party and maneuver the laws and however he wants them. So now, even if he's under indictment, he doesn't have to step down.
No, he doesn't. And see, the odd thing about this is that 11 years ago, the Republicans put this rule in place anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But now, because it's DeLay, and DeLay is alleging that, you know, the investigations that have indicted, I don't know how many, at least two, maybe three of his former close associates.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a possibility that it may come around to touch him. He's now saying that this is all politically motivated. The only apparently Democratic elected official in the state, the DA,
Ronnie Earl,
is bringing these charges. And, you know, he has not ruled out the possibility that DeLay will be indicted. All of this, of course, is around DeLay's shenanigans in helping to gerrymander the state legislature and the use of funds by a political action committee he controls called TRMPAC.
Yeah.
TRMPAC. Remember that name, folks. You're going to hear a lot more of it in the next few months.
He's one of these guys that, you know, there are certain people on the news, in politics, in the world that I just look at and feel deep, you know, just contempt. Just like literally just looking at him gets under my skin to the point where I can start, you know, seething with anger, because he's got that arrogance. You know, the arrogance of somebody he knows he's in power and he doesn't care, you know, what, you know, what people think, and he's going to stick it in your face. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, he was in a restaurant and the manager asked him to extinguish his cigar because he was violating the law of the federal government. And DeLay looked at this person and said, I am the federal government.
That's right. And I'll smoke where I want, pal.
He is the worst kind of Napoleonic dirtbag, you know, because, you know, he just, like, he's just going to stick it in our faces until somebody, hopefully, some Democrat, finds the nads to really step up and take these guys to task. I mean, all we can do is what we can do, Riley, but why are they such spineless people in our party that they can't, I'm tired of hearing Democrats go, where's our new Gingrich? Where's our new Clinton? Where's our, I don't know where they are, but if somebody doesn't do something, I can only, you know, all I'm going to do is make you people out there feel a little better about your own anger and contempt. That's all. That's called entertainment. But if someone is going to have to step up and kick this guy's ass, what can I say?
Well, see, Tom DeLay plays hardball politics. What that means is, A, that the people in his own party that have a problem with him, and there are some, for example, like Chris Shays, the congressman from Connecticut, these folks get cowed into submission, and the Democrats, because they're not the majority party in the House of Representatives, don't seemingly have the power to curb this guy's instincts or appetite.
Why do we got to wait for guys who got nothing to lose to do something? Why do we got to wait for, you know, old guys, you know, like, you know, Lautenberg, or like old guys that, like, are, you know, that just don't have anything to lose to do something? Why is everyone so afraid to do anything because they're the minority? Let's, like, can't somebody just, Can't we pay somebody to just go out there and kick some delay ass?
No, what do we gotta do? Let me explain something to you about...
Can we explain it after the break?
Yeah, we can explain it
All right, we'll be back in a minute. We're going to hear from Tom DeLay, too, if you want to see. It's Air America Radio. It's 15 past the hour.
Morning Sedition. It's more than just a commute companion. Listen online at morningsedition.com when you get to work, courtesy of Air America Radio.
Are you getting burned by bills? High interest credit card debt putting the heat on you? Fight fire with fire. That's right. Fire, financial independence and resource education will eliminate your unsecured debt for a fraction of what you owe without a loan. Are you $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 or more in debt and paying outrageous interest rates? Let the professionals at Fire put 40 years of experience to work for you. They'll negotiate and settle your debt down to 20 to 40% of what you now owe. You can reduce monthly payments immediately and be debt-free in less than 24 months. The FIRE experts are so sure they can eliminate your debt, they even offer a risk-free money-back guarantee. So give them a try. FIRE can even correct your past mistakes by helping you clean up your credit report and remove late payments, bankruptcies, charge-offs, and collections. So remember, fight fire with FIRE. Call right now at 1-866-659-1131. That's 1-866-659-1131. 866-659-1131.
Planet Check. Surfrider, along with Wetlands Alert, have been researching violations in Florida for wastewater treatment and how they treat their wastewater by injecting it into the ground.
We have filed a notice of intent to sue federal agencies under the Bush administration, saying that we're not going to put up with this anymore.
That's Michelle Kramer, interim executive director for Surfrider.
It's destroying the environment, and we want them to do what's best for the environment, which is not polluting the oceans.
The use of injection wells flushes billions of gallons of sewage into the underground aquifers, which then travel to the coastal zone.
This is in violation of the Clean Water Act, the Endangered Species Act, the Safe Drinking Water Act, and the National Environmental Policy Act.
For all the 411, drop in at surfrider.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Don't go in the paint. He's a giant. That's where he lives. He owns it. Offense and defense. Boards, screens, picks and rolls. How can he move that quickly? Man, he's got fast feet for a big guy. Shots up. Erased. Swatted to his point guard waiting on the wing. Easy score. Don't go in the paint.
The NBA on Sirius. Love it live.
Hey, sports fans, when you tune into Sirius Sports Radio, you want to hear about football, you want to hear about baseball, you want to hear about sports. And there's something else you should hear about, how to get good tickets for the game. When it comes to tickets for sporting events, you've got to check out StubHub.com. Started by two season ticket holders, StubHub.com is the number one site for sports, concerts, and theater tickets nationwide. Since StubHub tickets come directly from season ticket holders, you're getting access to the best seats. We're talking front row, behind home plate, on the 50, you name it. StubHub.com. Got it. So, you want tickets for an exciting sporting event or sold-out show? No problem. Just go to StubHub.com, find the seats you want, and your tickets will be delivered fast via FedEx. When you use StubHub.com, you'll always get the tickets you want in time for the game, 100% guaranteed. All right, here's the recap. Can't use your tickets? Sell them on StubHub.com. Want tickets? Go to StubHub.com. That's S-T-U-B-H-U-B. Visit StubHub.com today or call 1-866-STUBHUB.
StubHub!
Are you significant? I'm Mark Merrill with today's Family Minute. The dictionary defines significant as someone who is noteworthy, valuable, or important. In our culture, we determine our significance by what we have, what we do for a living, and by comparing ourselves to others. But none of these are really good definitions. We should not look at outward signs and appearances to determine our significance. Instead, we should look at our hearts. An ancient proverb says, as a person thinks in his heart, so is he. Remember, your family first.
The Family Minute with Mark Merrill is a production of Family First. To find some great resources for strengthening your family, go to FamilyMinute.net. That's FamilyMinute.net. Or call 1-800-956-8300. That's 1-800-956-8300.
They're in your bathroom cabinet, under the kitchen sink, in your
garage. They're ordinary household products that kids as young as 10 sniff to get high. What these kids don't know is that sniffing can cause instant death. Talk to your kids. Know where they're going, who they're with, and what they're doing. If you know what your kids are up to, they're much less likely to sniff inhalants. Awareness. The anti-drug.
The hour. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley on Morning Sedition.
Good morning.
Air America Radio. Yeah, so, like, look, the cracks are showing. That's what I'm saying. The cracks are showing. This guy has been, you know, he's been admonished three times by the House Ethics Committee for his actions, including twice in the past 6 weeks. DeLay claims that only Democrats are out to get him, but these warnings were approved unanimously by the Ethics Committee, which is made up of five Republicans and five Democrats. And this little king baby bug killer, this perfidious little man, you know, this is what he says about Ronnie Earl, the DA that's drawing the case against him. Frivolous crackpot. Partisan frivolous crackpot. They use the same words over and over again, guys. You know, Bonilla
used the same word.
He used, I think he used partisan. You know,
used crackpot.
But they get the same talking points. Where are talking points? I mean, I had to go to the thesaurus and start, you know, poking around. I mean, it's like these guys are so cocky. They use the same things. Frivolous has connotations of you know, those lawsuits. Right. Crackpot, of course, crackpot. You know, I'm a crackpot, but, you know, this guy's not a crackpot. He's got a case, obviously, if five Republicans say so.
Well, you know, DeLay is accusing the Democrats of all people. Now, this is a guy who has used the politics of personal destruction throughout his career.
Now, apparently that was an actual Democrat's phrase. The politics of personal destruction were accusations that the Democrats once had, and they appropriated that from us. They stole our stuff.
Right, they definitely did.
Before we get lost with it, what were you going to tell me about the price to pay for standing up and taking these little monkeys to task?
Well, back in 2001, people may forget this, when the United States House of Representatives was asked to vote on authorizing the president to go to war unilaterally, there was one person in Congress who voted against it. Her name is Barbara Lee. Mm-hmm. She represents the 9th Congressional District in Northern California, and she was pilloried from all quarters. Even some members of the Congressional Black Caucus didn't want to stand too close to her, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like she and she had a completely rational reason, which I have in front of me, for voting against this thing.
Mm-hmm.
She actually printed it in the San Francisco Chronicle back then. And, you know, so this makes Barbara Lee seem like a prophet. But you know what? In the short term, she was considered a traitor.
Yeah.
People wanted to say, hey, renounce your citizenship if you're not going to give the president authorization to go to war. But yet, the very concerns that Barbara Lee expressed back then, now, mind you, this was not going to Iraq. This was in the immediate aftermath of September 11th when, you know, the overwhelming sentiment was we got to go to war with somebody.
Right.
But you know what Barbara Lee said then?
What?
It was a blank check to the president to attack anyone, anywhere, in any country, without regard to our nation's long-term foreign policy, economic and national security interests, and without time limit. In granting these overly broad powers, the Congress failed its responsibility to understand the dimensions of its declaration. I could not support such a granting of war-making authority to the president. I believe it would put more innocent lives at risk.
Well, isn't that interesting that she was, crucified and alienated by everyone, Democrats and Republicans alike, for having that unique thing that you rarely see in politics.
Integrity.
A conscience.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. But see, that's why you saw people now saying, because Alberto Gonzalez met with Patrick Leahy, who we've talked to on Morning Sedition before, met with Patrick Leahy. Now his confirmation is all but assured.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to stand. No Democrats are standing up and fighting with him. And the best we can get out of the Democrats about Tom DeLay is some weak-kneed statement out of Nancy Pelosi. Actually, the best statement about it came out of Christopher Shays, who's a Republican. But let's hear Tom DeLay and listen to what this guy has to say about the possibility that he might be in some legal trouble.
The Democrats have decided that they're going to use politics of personal destruction to gain power. And what we are doing is protecting ourselves from those assaults.
Now, that was to change the rules so that now there's a 30-day waiting period.
Wait, let me just ask you something. Didn't he just say that the Democrats are using politics to do politics?
Yeah.
Is that what he was saying?
Well, when he does it, it's politics. When the Democrats do it,
it's personal destruction.
It's personal destruction.
It's a personal assault.
Absolutely.
On him. Yeah, but yet the three times by the House Ethics Committee he's been admonished in the past 6 weeks.
Politics.
And
all politics.
Bipartisan commission.
Politics.
But who's he playing to?
Politics.
And then he said that like he had nothing to do with the vote, that he didn't vote on it, and that he didn't try to influence anybody. You know that he didn't rally for it. But yet some people ask him some questions like, well, I'm going to do the right thing here. Can you take care of me? Those are the kind of things.
Are the kind of things. And, of course, his handpicked guy, Henry Bonilla, colleague from Texas, is the one that really ran this thing through the House Republicans. And this is what Bonilla had to say.
In this country, you're innocent until proven guilty. And the rule that we pass today adheres to that principle that this great country of ours has had for generations. And it also takes the power away from, in any state in the country, in any county, any community, any partisan crackpot district attorney who might want to indict a member of our leadership or a committee chair.
Wait, taking power away from the states, aren't they the...
Yes.
The
people who give power to the states under normal circumstances. But do you realize how through the looking glass that last statement was? That we, partisan crackpot DAs who might indict one of our leaders.
You know what? You know, look, they got all this language that they constantly use in Pelosi. What's it? Pelosi. Their arrogance is astonishing. That's got no teeth to it. Come on, better words.
Well, better words. Let's listen to Christopher Shays, the congressman from Connecticut, because he did have something to say about the direction that his party's going in.
We won election in 94 because we were going to be different. And what I continue to see is a slow but very consistent erosion in what made us different.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, hopefully that I was talking to P.W. McDonald, who, coincidentally we're going to talk to in a moment. You know, what is interesting here is that's starting to crack. The hubris of this administration and the hubris of this House is starting to crack a little bit with this. And if somebody, had some nads, to step up, can't they be promised a lucrative teaching career by George Soros or something, a lucrative speaking career to just,
go? Right?
Why didn't somebody bribe a Democrat to put a pair of nads on?
You know, the problem, Mark, is, maybe it'll be Barack Obama. He's not in yet, but once he's sworn in as a senator, maybe he'll be the one with the name.
But the senators don't want to get dirty with these dumb congressmen.
These guys
are just they're a bunch of prostitutes. They're a bunch of disgusting, spineless, corrupt, venal, extortioning.
Yeah, I know, but the senators are just a collegial bunch of the same thing.
Reprobate, iniquitous. I've got a whole list of words.
You got a whole list of
bug killers.
We'll get to it.
Insurance salesmen.
When we come back, we got the I don't know who that was came in this morning, but the Palm Pilot is coming up. We got a new segment we're gonna talk about.
McDonald's coming in here. We've got peanut butter.
Air America Radio.
Peanut tires.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
It's Sunday Morning Rocks on Sirius Central 148 with your hosts, rockin' comedian Jim Brewer at 6 a.m. Rock and roll author Dave Marsh at 10. And Rolling Stone on Sirius, middays. Sunday's Rock and Roll on Sirius Central 148.
All your important files are on your office PC. What do? When you want to work from home or access a file while traveling? You copy files to disk, email documents home, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Now, there's a perfect solution for working from anywhere at any time. With GoToMyPC.com, you can always have complete access to everything on your office PC from any other internet-connected computer. It's easy to use and highly secure. You simply log into GoToMyPC.com and your office PC appears just as if you were at your desk. Work with all your programs and files, check emails, and access your network. Try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio listener button and enter promo code SIRIUS. Go to My PC is incredibly easy to use. Setup is completely automatic and it takes less than 2 minutes. That's go to mypc.com. Radio listener button, promo code SIRIUS. Try go to mypc.com now. Free for 45 days.
Hey, this is Dave Ramsey and this is your Daily Money Makeover. Bill emailed wanting to know if he can negotiate with a sofa. You can. I'll help him out.
Federal college loan rates are now at their lowest levels in history. So if you currently have high-interest student loans, it's time to refinance. Just call 1-800-2-COLLEGE. With one call, you could be on your way to saving thousands. That's 1-800-2-COLLEGE.
Bill emailed needing negotiation help. Dave, do you think you can get something for less, even if the item is on sale? There's a sofa I'm looking at, and it's on sale. Can I ask to get it at a lower price? Can you ask? Yes, you can ask. Will they give it to you at a lower price? I don't know. They for sure won't, unless you ask. And if you do ask, they will not get mad and not sell you the sofa.
Oh, that woman asked for less? Just the sale's off. We're not going to sell it to her.
It's never happened. Just go in there and you say, you know, and I would do it with $100 bills, by the way. Just spread some $100. I mean, I don't know what they're asking for the sofa. Maybe it's a $2,000 sofa on sale for $1,500. Why don't you spread a 10 $100 bills or 11 $100 bills and say, I've got my furniture budget. That's all I've got. And if you want to sell it, it's sold. Right there's the money. Will they take it? I don't know. But play with it a little. Have some fun. They're certainly having fun taking your money now. Ask every time.
This has been your Daily Money Makeover with best-selling author and America's most trusted source for financial straight talk, Dave Ramsey.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to a dance with some friends. Don't worry, I won't drink alcohol.
But the next day, I'll sleep a lot and not say much. Although a few days later...
I'll be back to my normal self and you'll forget about it until...
The next weekend, I'm the same way. But this time, I don't get happy again.
You may not know much about the drug ecstasy, but your kids might. Talk to them about how E causes sleeplessness and depression and may even damage parts of their brain, particularly parts that make them happy. To learn more from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America, visit AskYourKidsAboutE.com.
Hi, I'm Edward James Olmos. I'm here to talk to you about RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Think about it. You have choices that you can make in your life, good choices and bad ones. Drinking and driving, bad choice. Why? The life you may take may even be your own. Think about it. Drinking and driving doesn't mix. Get a designated driver.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Previously on Survivor, the tribe was shaken up by the departure of John, who sang his way right off the island.
Let the evil soul.
And with his exit, Alberto became the new tribe suck-up.
Just give me a chance to prove myself.
Then, at the tribal challenge, tribe leader George kept control of the coveted immunity idol and used it to cast away any tribe member who wasn't firmly in his alliance.
I earned capital, political capital, and now I intend to spend it.
Rod, Ann, Spencer, and Don fell victim to the tribal mandate.
Next.
Colin was obviously not loyal enough and had his torch extinguished. At first, he was in denial of his departure.
Now, I'm not leaving today. I just...
But the tribe had spoken, and Colin was dragged from the island, leaving his dignity behind.
Bring the camera back, please. Please.
Nine remain. Some will stay. Others will meet their pathetic end. But in the end, there will be only one survivor. And hey, we all know who that is.
Chimpy lad.
chimpy laugh. My friend Jody came up from downstairs yesterday to because her printer, she ran a printing paper and she emailed whatever. So, but she came over and I got a Time magazine with George Bush on the cover on my coffee table with the stack of books that I have as company in my living room. And she just walks right and she goes, how can you even look at that? I mean, how can you even, why is that picture even facing, why, turn that magazine over. Like the contempt is still very healthy and alive in the population who are against Bush. With me, but I'll tell you, I hate looking at Tom DeLay more. I've gotten used to George Bush's dumb mug, but Tom DeLay seething. And I don't know who brought his schedule to us today, but he was wearing a navy blazer with a crest on it. What is that about? I don't know who that kid was. Wait, he looked 12, that kid. Anyways, this is Tom DeLay's Palm Pilot. 6 a.m. Wake up. Lie, cheat, steal. It's News Alarm. 6:15 a.m. Lie, cheat, steal. Ah, that's better. 7 a.m. Breakfast. Redistrict plates so that bacon will always have power over eggs. 8 a.m. Golf. Pressure country club officials until rules are changed so that the highest score wins. 12 noon. Lunch. Steak, potatoes with sour cream and butter, pecan pie. Change dietary laws so that cholesterol is good for your heart. 2 p.m. Redraw a map of Texas so that includes part of New Mexico and new counties each day until someone notices. 3 p.m. Hurry across town for illegal fundraising meeting. Note, if police stop me, accuse cops of engaging in the politics of personal destruction. 10 p.m. Marital relations. Note, explain to wife that under the new rules, she has to wear the French maid's outfit. 11 p.m. Sleep. Go to dreamland. Lie, cheat, steal. There you go.
I kind of felt a recurring theme there.
Yeah, that's right, Riley. There was a recurring theme. Clearly not as funny a one as I might have hoped it, but, we did all right.
You did good.
I enjoyed the Dream Diary, and I think that you pitched in with your laughter.
No. That was the Palm Pilot.
Whatever it was. One of those things that, is on the paper. No, of course, it was the Palm Pilot. Did I see Dream Diary?
Yeah.
I guess I'm a little tired, Kayla. I'm a little tired. Do you know what time it is, you guys? Do you know what time it is? Does anybody know what time it is?
It's peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time!
There you go. That's it. That's what time it is. Let me explain to you what's going on. It means that our associate producer, Brendan P.W. McDonald, is in the studio. As some of our listeners may know, a life-threatening allergy had kept P.W. from eating peanuts until about a month ago. Now he is free of his peanut ailment, and as he explores the magical world of peanuts, he joins us to bring us hope, adventure, and the latest entry of the Peanut Diaries. But first, I think we need to get a little background. What is a peanut allergy, Brendan?
Well, guys, I mean, as some of you may know, 1.5 million Americans suffer from a peanut allergy.
That many?
And it's responsible for 15,000 emergency room visits a year. So let's lay on the table here the severity of what we're talking about. This is no laughing matter, right?
I knew a kid when I was growing up who had an almond allergy and ate one and almost like choked.
Right now, I still have that.
You do?
Yeah, it's two separate allergies.
You're not free yet.
I know. I'm free of the peanuts, but it's an entirely separate allergy. And some people might not know this, but peanuts are not exactly nuts. They're part of the legume family.
Ooh,
and legume.
Marty.
Wait a minute, isn't it beans?
Yeah, it's from the it's a pea, you know, and
right.
I had to know this stuff, since I was a very small child, because you go to parties and stuff, and kids are having peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and stuff, and you can't touch that.
Did your parents have to hold up almonds and go evil?
No. In fact, one time
a can of Skippy bad.
One time when I was in a supermarket, those big 10-gallon barrels that they'd fill with peanuts,
and
just scoop them out.
Yeah.
Well, I grabbed one and started playing with it.
Yeah.
I wasn't even going to eat it.
Yeah.
And I just broke out all over my body in hives.
Get out.
Yeah.
How old were you?
Probably about 2 years old.
Oh, my God.
And that was the first indication was no, don't let the kid eat that. And I was allergic to everything.
Guys, your weird question, though, because Lionel, the lion-faced boy, a famous circus freak.
Yeah.
Apparently, the story goes that when his mother was pregnant with him, She watched his father be eaten by a lion or mauled or something. Is there any chance?
There is truth. Not the lion man is not true, but there is truth to the idea that it happens in infancy.
Was your mom like pelted with peanuts?
No, but she probably ate. It's all about it's all about proteins.
Okay.
And like if you are nursing when there's a certain amount of proteins being fed into your body, you will counteract the amino acids that you need to fend off the allergy.
Uh-huh.
And what must have happened was my mother had, you know, I don't know that she was like, you know, going on a bender of peanuts or
right.
anything, but she ate enough food that
had
basically killed off the amino acids in my body that I needed to counteract the peanut protein.
Maybe when she was pregnant, she was like, I need peanut butter. Like, because they have the weird food thing. I know that my mother smoked and drank when she was pregnant, and I became a compulsive alcoholic addict to cigarettes.
Well, wait, let me write that down, because I got to see what the next stage of this cure is here. If that happens, then we know we're in trouble.
How did that happen? How did the cure happen? You've had this all your life. Huh. When did you suddenly know that it wasn't a problem anymore?
Well, I had been to a doctor about 2 years ago, and he was like, you should go to an allergist to get that checked out. So naturally, I didn't go. But I was like curious enough to like take a little taste of peanut butter, and like it was felt a little better. And then like I wasn't getting the reaction that I was getting.
Like bungee jumping though?
Oh, absolutely. That was like, this should have been on like Faces of Death 6.
When you were sitting there with that spoon of peanut butter knowing, I could die
yeah.
right now.
Well, what I did is I laid it on a piece of bread
yeah.
and like was slowly taking bites and like thinking like maybe I
should
just
take a little.
Because
your fiance go, don't kill yourself.
No, I was all alone. I was all alone because I didn't want anybody to like stop me, to intervene. Be like, don't eat that. So I did it and it was starting to feel a little lousy from it. You get like a little bit of like a swelling in the back of your mouth. So I just stopped. I have like drugs and pen and shots and stuff to take in case it gets out of hand.
You had pills and like a syringe.
I had them at the ready.
Table.
Yeah, I had it at the ready.
That's
right.
You got a slice of bread with peanut butter on it, a syringe and some pills.
Yeah,
and a phone. I'm going in.
Yeah,
I'm going in.
It was. There was a scene in Platoon that reminded me kind of what was going
on. What did George Washington Carver do?
Did you put camo on and like you had a headband? Like,
yeah,
I'm going in.
I turned on the doors and I came up out of the water. They just grabbed the peanut butter. So I was doing for a couple of years. I was slowly trying to taste
yeah.
and see. And the doc, most recently, I went to an allergist about 6 months ago, and he told me that was actually helping. That I was building up an immunity to it.
Right.
And if I kept going at small stages like that,
yeah.
that I would be able to to outgrow it, and that's what happened.
Let's talk about, I know that some people have reached out, you know, some listeners have asked for your help now that we brought this up.
I got an email from one of our listeners.
Let's do it after the break, because we need to know more about, these are the Peanut Diaries, ladies and gentlemen. This is important stuff. It's 43 past the hour, Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition, your daily wake-up call to arms on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-344-0089 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-344-0089. That's 800-344-0089. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-344-0089.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Remember last year when you bought your wife a vacuum cleaner for Christmas? And gave Uncle Ed that bag of candy.
Oh, gee, candy.
Not realizing he was allergic to peanuts. And then there was that rather inappropriate gift you gave your female boss.
You're fired.
Do it right this year and give the gift of Sirius. Everything for everyone for under $100. Available at Best Buy, Circuit City, Radio Shack, Office Depot, Walmart, or at Sirius.com.
What do you do when your teenager is disrespectful to your spouse? I'm Mark Merrill with today's Family Minute. Your daughter says, "I hate you. You're the worst mom in the world." Or she lets a few choice words fly at your husband. What do you do? Well, you can just ignore it and let your spouse and child work it out. But what kind of message does that send to your child? They need to see a unified mom and dad. Parents who support each other with words and actions. If you don't like the way your spouse handled or treated your child, talk it out privately. Otherwise, send a clear, firm, and unified message to your child. Remember, your family first.
The Family Minute with Mark Merrill is a production of Family First. To find out about ways you can build a stronger family, go to FamilyMinute.net. That's FamilyMinute.net or call 1-800-956-8300. That's 1-800-956-8300.
I started hearing voices telling me, "You're dying, you're dying." I couldn't make them stop. My heart kept speeding up and slowing down. Now I feel paranoid all the time, and I can't tell what is real and what isn't. I'm on medication, but it doesn't help. Sometimes I believe I'm already dead and in hell.
Unfortunately, this 19-year-old learned that happiness and a heightened sense of touch aren't the only side effects of ecstasy. Leave ecstasy alone. To learn how or to read other real-life ecstasy tragedies, visit drugfreeamerica.org.
Hello, this is Rod Stewart for RAD, Recording Artists Against Drunk Driving. Your lifestyle is your business, but when you drive drunk, you become everybody's business. Don't drink and drive. Be smart, plan ahead, and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Conservation International applies innovations in science, economics, policy, and community participation to protect the Earth's richest natural regions. Their objective is to conserve plant and animal diversity in major tropical wilderness areas and key marine ecosystems. With headquarters in Washington, D.C., CI works in more than 30 countries on four continents. For more information about CI's programs, please visit www.conservation.org.
Yes, 48 past the hour. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hi.
On Morning Sedition, Air America Radio. We're talking to Brendan T.W. McDonald, producers here. Can we hear that silly song again just for a second? Just for a second, Kalo. I just want to hear the silly song.
Peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter
That's crazy.
Jelly time.
And can I say how hilarious it was in the break when, like, all three of you were like, you got to try peanut chunk ice cream with hook and fiber nuts.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Well, we talked about peanut butter cup ice cream, which is a Ben and Jerry's thing, which is peanut butter ice cream with peanut butter cups in it. Then there's the Baskin and Robbins does the peanut butter ice cream, I think. But then Kayla reminded me of the Häagen-Dazs. And then I thought of the chocolate Häagen-Dazs with the peanut butter in it. That stuff, two teaspoons of that.
I can't wait to be so fat.
You're hot. You're one of those guys that you don't, you know.
You're not going to gain a pound.
I've watched you eat. It takes you like 2 hours to get to a sandwich.
I'm like, then what's wrong with that guy? Would you get on board?
Just eat slow, that's all.
I know, but you're supposed to. It's supposed to be good for you. But me, I blast through stuff. I can't. It's like my enjoyment is completely relative to my pacing. Because people are like, why don't you savor it? I'm not one of those people. I just want to stuff my mouth full of it.
That apple sitting right there doesn't stand a chance.
No, that apple right there
It's going to get decimated in about 3 seconds.
Well, that's the problem with the new health thing I'm on, is that, like, you know, I can plow through the apple and the baby carrots and still it's not going to be satisfying. You know? So I don't know what to, yeah, you know, I don't even want to.
But I must say, Brendan, as a long-time fanatic about peanut butter, not the ice cream stuff, not all the rest, but just plain old slick on the top peanut butter. Welcome to the club.
Well, thank you. I mean, you see me eating about every day here. I bring you a peanut butter sandwich. And you know, there are other people who still, can't eat, as I say, 1.5 million people. And I got this email you were talking about.
I keep wanting to integrate that into politics. Were those, you think, Republicans or Democrats?
Red state, blue state, Georgia. That's
they were liberals. We always take it on the chin.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I used to eat peanut butter and bacon. It was an amazing, amazing taste. Yeah.
Wow. Was your mom like, here we go, Mark, here you're going to have a heart attack.
Let's have a heart attack by the time you're 25.
Man, when you're 10, 11 years old, it's no big deal.
Peanut butter heart attack.
I don't eat red meat anymore.
Put butter on it. Here's some peanut butter and butter. You think your mom was trying to kill you?
She didn't know I did it. She never knew I did it.
All right.
Well, I want to reach out to these emails that I'm getting about the peanut allergies. We got an email from our listener, Meredith, who said that her friend's mother wants to know more about this because her 12-year-old daughter is deathly allergic to peanuts. Some people, you know, they don't serve peanuts on the planes anymore.
What?
When you open the bag, you're getting the peanut dust in the air, and that could kill someone. Like, that's how sensitive some people are to this allergy. Yeah. So
it's used as a weapon in some countries.
Yeah, right.
The peanut butter dust bomb. There they are. They're meeting again. It's the people allergic to peanuts. We can get them.
We can get them all in one.
What's that smell?
Peanuts.
I'm sorry.
Well, if you're afraid of dying from the peanuts, I just hope that, you know, in this couple of funny little minutes we've had here, that I provide a little hope that you will one day taste the gooey goodness of
the
peanut,
gooey
Peter
goodness.
Van. And if anybody, you know, wants to know more about this stuff, they should, you know, contact us.
There's somebody out there right now writing a suicide note with a jar of Skippy gun. I hope this is worth it. I listen to Brendan on the radio. I don't want to live anymore unless I can experience it.
Well, next time I'm in here, I'll let everybody know, I'm on the road to eating peanuts. So I'll let everybody know what we're actually experimenting with here. Maybe we'll get some, like, weird, goofy peanut goodness in there. But, you know, as Chico Marx said,
peanuts for you.
I'll see you later, guys. All right. Brendan B.W. McDonald.
Brendan B.W. McDonald. I want to find out.
I want to hear a song.
Yeah. Come on, hit it.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to play that all the time. What are you going to say, Riley?
No, I'm wondering, next week we'll find out which his favorite is.
Yeah.
Of the major brands.
I think we're going to move through a lot of things with Brendan. I got a feeling that this has legs.
Yeah.
The peanut diary. People are out there right now are like, what happened to this show? What are they talking about the issues? Some of us are still fighting for our lives. What do I care if the kid can eat peanut butter? It's peanut butter. Who cares? We're dying here. We're dying. Unbelievable.
Well, hey, what are you going to do?
All right, let's shift gears, man. Can we?
Sure we can.
Now I want some peanut butter. I got the sad apple and carrots sitting there just making me feel stupid.
Why do apples and carrots make you feel stupid?
And then Clutch Larson just held up his bag of peppers in the booth with the sad Clutch Larson face. Like, go, you're winning. I have peppers. It's your own choice, man. It's your own choice. You can mix it up. You can blanch some string beans, as I said, dip them in some no-calorie dressing. You could bring in some Brussels sprouts. I went to the green market yesterday. Why do people have anything against Brussels sprouts? How can you lose?
I love Brussels sprouts.
Right, me too. What's wrong with it?
And broccoli, too. What's wrong with it?
They're so disturbing.
What do you mean they're disturbing? What,
Brussels sprouts?
Yeah, how are they disturbing?
It's like little green cabbage or something. It's awful.
Okay, so nothing you said there made it disturbing.
No, it's the taste is sour.
How are they sour?
Sour?
What did your mom do to you? Maybe you should buy fresh ones.
Nah, I don't think so.
All right.
No, man, Brussels sprouts weren't sour. Where'd you get that from?
I don't know.
Oh,
I just don't like them.
What's happened to
our show? I haven't liked them since I was 5 years old.
You're listening to the Air America Food Network.
But yeah, that's all right with me, man. I could talk about food all day long. Because my mom cannot cook, never could, and I've had to find my way in the world. And thank God, Pashman's a big foodie, too. Dan Pashman's son, Lewis, and Linda Pashman, who is a rap-obsessed, you know, food rulemeister. He's going to come in, I think, tomorrow. And
what, with the tuna and beans?
No, Dan Pashman, Son of Lewis and Linda Pashman, has a series of rules for living that, you know, that are, that unfold every day. Like, you know, it the most esoteric thing that, you know, if you're holding a spoon, you'll be like, I don't know if you're holding the spoon right. Because to get the most effect out of a spoon, if you really want to use a spoon properly, you really have to, prop it up between those two fingers. Because if you don't do that, how are you going to get it into your mouth? Because you want the full effect of the food when you put it on the spoon. It's like, Pashman! Take it easy! But, we'll start talking to him. But we were talking about the bug killer.
Oh, yeah. And we were talking about
like, Tom DeLay, we're losing. There's no hope. And
Roach Stomper.
What are we going to do with that? You know what I mean? There's other stories out there, Mark. We can do something else.
What? You want to really shift gears? You want to talk about, I don't know. Maybe we'll do that in the next hour or two.
Let's get a little more into DeLay. Because the guys that are championing this vote to let him off the hook, that it's unbelievable that they have to put something in place and that if somebody's indicted, because this is not, DeLay is not just being indicted by some, it's not a whack job, he's not a crackpot, it's not a partisan slander campaign. DeLay has been admonished 3 times by the House Ethics Committee for his actions, including twice in the past 6 weeks. DeLay claims that only Democrats are out to get him, but these warnings were approved unanimously by the Ethics Committee, which is made up of 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats. The only hope we have here is that the veneer is starting to crack of these arrogant, power corrupt guys. An ethics committee complaint filed by the U.S. Representative Chris Bell against DeLay alleges he has solicited campaign contributions in return for legislative favors. Which is a nice way of saying he took bribes.
Yeah, that would do it.
Laundered illegal campaign contributions to a Texas Political Action Committee and improperly involved a federal agency in a Texas partisan manner. I mean, this guy, the cockiness of him, that, he is this little perfidious man, this little extortioning man, this little corrupt, lying bastard.
Roach killer.
He is a roach killer, but, as I said before, he's one of these cats that he redistricted Texas for Republican advantage in a way that was very suspicious. He got a lot of money to do it, and some of that money is coming in under question.
This could really hamper his effectiveness as majority leader of the House. And believe me, all of these guys are standing behind him now. They will desert him like rats on a sinking ship if it appears. Because remember what happened to Newt Gingrich?
Why don't we say roaches? Because he's probably used to that. They will desert him like roaches on a sinking ship.
Well, exterminators get rid of rats, too.
Yeah? Are there rats in Texas?
Sure.
Are there?
Well, one's president, isn't he?
Man. Ooh, there's the liberal agenda.
Sorry.
Streisand, don't apologize for that.
We like it.
Here's the marching orders today from the Streisand compound. 1, make sure discarded cabinet members are biodegradable. There you go. 2, send Arlen Specter a fruit basket with a note that says, we should talk. 3, be the first one on your block to make withering zingers about Margaret Spelling. Spelling, the new Secretary of Education?
Yes.
Margaret Spellings. You'll be first. 4, if someone asks you about Kerry running for president again, ask which one, Alexandra or Vanessa? There you go. Today's phrase just dropping into conversation. Got my vacation all planned. 2 weeks at the Clinton Library. Yeah, man. Yeah. Gonna do some work.
Just leave your deer rifle home, okay?
Yeah, no deer rifles.
Now, next hour, you think we're finished talking about Tom DeLay?
No.
I don't think so. We're going to be talking to somebody that knows. He's co-author of The Hammer, Tom DeLay, God, Money, and the Rise of the Republican Congress. Lou DeVos joins us in the next hour, along with Mark Maron's Dream Diary, Rock, Birth of a Nation, and Rapture Watch here on Air America Radio.
Listening to Morning's Edition on Air America Radio.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
I don't know.
Peace, love, and fireworks. That's a good one. And we're talking about people losing their lives over maybe starting by popping one pill in or shooting something into your body. It's like, people need to know the truth and know what they're getting themselves into. Because your mind is worth so much more than this. Me personally, I want the truth. You know what I mean? I want to know what's going on. This has been Nate Sally with a message from MAP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
There's something important you can do to help your child develop properly starting at birth. Have your baby's hearing tested and follow up on any advice you're given. It's easy, inexpensive, and can help you protect your child's ability to learn. For more information, contact the American Speech Language Hearing Association on the web at asha.org or call 1-800-638-8255. 1-800-638-8255.
638-8255.
Ben.
I am Edison Boulevard, to delight those who would have melody on.
Now, Sirius Satellite Fresh. It's on.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. There's word of caution to high-ranking officials of the Pentagon, including Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, about plans to reduce the American troop strength in Fallujah. Senior Marine intelligence officers say such a move would be a regressive step, with an immediate loss of any gains made since the launch of the recent offensive against the insurgents in the Iraqi town. Officers contend that American troop reduction will lead to the rebuilding of militant forces in short order, increased intimidation of the local population, the thwarting of retraining Iraqi security forces, and a restoration of the unrest. Senior Marine officials say that expectations for improved conditions in Fallujah have not been met. The American photographer responsible for the videotaping of a wounded Iraqi being shot to death by a U.S. Marine last week is stone-faced silent about the incident. Freelance journalist Kevin Seitz says he wants to continue reporting on the incident to give the world an accurate account of the events before commenting. Seitz is reporting for NBC from Fallujah. The video has sparked a firestorm of controversy and outrage in the Arab world. The continued fighting in Iraq is reportedly straining U.S. forces to the breaking point, even as the Pentagon pumps more than $5.8 billion per month to sustaining the forces. The assessment came from the chiefs of the Army, Navy, Air Force, as well as the Marines. The Republicans yesterday covered the back of their majority leader in the House, Tom DeLay, amid swirling controversy of alleged improprieties. House Republicans gave the green light to changing party rules so DeLay could keep his job. Not everyone is sanguine about the vote yesterday. Here's Connecticut Congressman, Republican Congressman Christopher Shays, about yesterday's vote and about his party.
We won election in 94 because we were going to be different. And what I continue to see is a slow but very consistent erosion in what made us different.
Connecticut Congressman Christopher Shays on his latest take about the grand old party. The Republican Senate showed no shame yesterday, completing the mission of the Bush White House by boosting the federal debt ceiling to $800 billion. John Kerry and other Senate Democrats wasted no time placing blame on the fiscal policy of the president. The vote was mostly along party lines and was expected to be followed by House passage later today. Enactment would raise the government's borrowing limit to $8.18 trillion. That's $2.23 trillion more when Bush became president in 2001. It also is eight times the amount of debt President Reagan faced some 23 years ago. And Democratic Party leaders are raising questions about the $15 million left over from John Kerry's campaign for the presidency. Democrats are raising concerns, saying the money could have been used to help other candidates across the country. Some are saying if Kerry is thinking of saving it for a White House bid in 2008, he should forget about it. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gale.
I got serious in August because I really wanted to hear Deanna's song. I didn't even know you were on. And I had to get trade 4 to 6. I'm sitting in fucking traffic. I'd be pulling my hair out if I wasn't.
George from Alabama.
Now it's going to be on where I can actually listen.
Friday was his go out night.
Oh, I got you.
Monday to Thursday. He was sick.
Hurry up.
Jersey.
What's your favorite station?
Oh, no.
Nice.
Jim Brewer unleashed weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern.
One Pacific.
Only on Sirius Raw Dog. 147.
Comedy.
Uncensored.
Except here.
He's a pro. What are you going to do?
All your important files are on your office PC. What do you do when you want to work from home or access a file while traveling? You copy files to disk, email documents home, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Now, there's a perfect solution for working from anywhere at any time. With GoToMyPC.com, you can always have complete access to everything on your office PC from any other internet-connected computer. It's easy to use and highly secure. You simply log into GoToMyPC.com and your office PC appears just as if you were at your desk. Work with all your programs and files. Check emails and access your network. Try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the radio listener button and enter promo code SIRIUS. Go to My PC is incredibly easy to use. Setup is completely automatic and it takes less than 2 minutes. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener button, promo code SIRIUS. Try GoToMyPC.com now, free for 45 days.
Hello everybody, I'm Tony Cantillo, your fresh grocer, and today's tip of the day is going to be with basil. You know, with the holidays that are coming out, the basil is so important to have around the house. A lot of it is being imported in right now, and some are still growing in from Florida and some other regions in the U.S. So when you see basil by the bunch, you have to buy it. I mean, it's a sin to pass this up for the holidays. But you got to select the one that's nice and green. You want to make sure it's, well, you got to look at it like a fresh-cut bunch of flowers. Got to stand straight up. Make sure it's free from any bug bites, too. And yellowing. When you bring them home, what you want to do is cut the bottom of the basil, the bunch, and put them in a glass on the counter. Put a little cellophane around it. It creates its own little hothouse environment, and that basil will last 5 to 6 days. If you store it in the refrigerator, you know what's going to happen? The basil turns black. And I'm Tony Cantillo, your fresh grocer. For more information on basil and other herbs, go to TonyCantillo.com. Hello, I'm Tony Cantillo. You know, sometimes information on nutrition and health can seem overwhelming. That's why there's the Dole Nutrition News. Twice a month, this electronic newsletter will bring you the very latest in diet and nutrition research, plus recipes, fitness tips, and natural beauty ideas. Best of all, it's absolutely free. How do you get all this information? Simply just go to www.dolenutrition.com. To sign up, it's free, it's easy, and it's loaded with news that you can use to lose weight and look great. Again, that's www.dolenutrition.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. You're listening to Air America Radio at 6 past the hour, and this is Morning Sedition.
Yes, yes, good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, you know, working class heroes, Buddhists, prophets, poets, all you guys are out there, dreamers of dreams, and those of you who have just watched your dream fade away. You know what it looks like when a dream dies, Riley? It's not, you know, it doesn't, it's not dramatic. Here's the sound of a dream dying. Oh, man. Yeah, that's it. That's the whole thing. Hey, wait, Caleb. What's that? You know, the cabinet. Obviously, we all know that Condoleezza Rice has been nominated to be Secretary of State.
Now, there's a woman who's living her dream
today. A woman named Spellings has been nominated or named. I think they just named these, right?
Who? Oh,
she's been nominated for the eighth education, the nation's eighth education secretary.
Right.
And Bush in his speech says, we must ensure that a high school diploma is a sign of real achievement so that our young people have the tools to go to college and to fill the jobs of the 21st century. So he's given himself some time, at least 4 years, I think, to try and figure out what those jobs might be after the ones he lost.
After soldiering.
Mm-hmm. And we have a piece that we'd like to play. This is a little musical number for Condi and George.
I'm pleased to announce my nomination of Dr. Condoleezza Rice to be America's Secretary of State. During the last 4 years, I've relied on her counsel.
There's only you in my life.
Benefited from her great experience.
The only
the strength. The grace.
I guess you could say it was love at first sight.
My first love.
I'm very grateful to you.
You're every
my dear friend and mentor. I am very much looking forward to joining the fraternity.
And I'm honored that she's agreed to serve in my cabinet.
This is humbling.
I can't tell you how much I love Connie Rice.
He is one of the finest public servants our nation has ever produced.
I can't tell you how lucky I am.
No one else will.
It was my honor to serve alongside him.
And when we come together.
Now, that's an image that I particularly like.
Connie's true ambition is beyond my power to grant. We have one future that binds us. And Connie Rice is the right person for that challenge.
Oh, I'm going to get all teary.
Not me. I got a question.
Yes.
Did she really say that George Bush was the finest public servant this nation has ever produced? She said that with a straight face?
Yeah.
No, she must be on some kind of medication. There must be some kind of meds to make sense.
Obviously, some of them might be out of context. No.
Maybe she wasn't talking about. Was she talking about him?
I don't know, Mark.
Oh, okay.
Here's how it works, Mark. We take
I know.
We take all these things because we're making a funny thing.
I know.
just in...
I just want to know who she was talking about.
We'll find out for you.
Thank you.
We'll get
thank
right
you.
On that.
I'll find out. I'll call her myself.
You'll get a call?
Sure. That'd
be an interesting conversation.
Hello, Dr. Rice.
Yeah, and then what happens?
How's Yo-Yo Ma?
Uh-huh, and then what happens?
When are you playing again?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
No, come on, go. Just take us to Riley Town. Where we go?
Oh, wait a minute. No.
Hey, no, I don't want to get you in trouble. Look at this. After yesterday we were talking about Walmart, and I said that Walmart was putting small businesses, family-run operations, you know, out of business, like Kmart and Sears.
Yeah.
Today, Kmart and Sears together for the first time, an $11 billion merger between the two, you know, other cheap real retail stores.
Yeah.
This is big news.
Yeah, it combined now makes the third biggest retailer in America.
I wonder if they're still going to have the Kmart cafes, because that's really the draw for me.
Really?
You ever had a sad hot dog and a cup of coffee up at the Kmart down in Astor Place?
No, I've never gone to the Kmart on Astor Place. I usually go to the one that's over here. There's one not far from us.
You want to know what brought me to the Kmart in Astor Place?
What?
Outside of socks one time. I needed socks. Okay. That's what you buy at places like that. You know, the 50 pairs.
Underwear, yeah.
Socks,
you can get
underwear,
that too.
T-shirts. You
disposable
know.
Stuff.
Yeah. Not shoes.
No, not shoes. Definitely. No. Never buy a pair of shoes in a Kmart.
But you know what draws me to the Kmart and Astor Place always, a number of times, is that moment you have. It's not an unfamiliar moment to New Yorkers. We're in the middle of the city somewhere, and you're like, oh, no. I gotta go to the bathroom. And you know, because no one lets you go to the bathroom in the city.
No.
And there's no public bathrooms anywhere.
No.
So you gotta have your go-to places. Have you ever walked into a store?
Your green zones.
Have you ever had this moment where you're like, dude, can I just use the bathroom? They're like,
no,
it's for customers only. Like, I have spent at least $6 here over the last year. I've been in the store three times. Does that count? Let me go to the bathroom. No?
No, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barnes & Noble, Kmart. Good resources for those of you who live in the New York area and think you might have to go to the bathroom. Everybody knows about the Barnes & Noble. And everybody knows, but I don't think anyone knows about the Kmart. That's upstairs for those of you. And even if you, the thing about if you don't live in an area like New York, you can pretty much stop at any gas station.
Yeah.
Are we having this conversation?
We are having this conversation.
Well,
in part because the subways have closed all their bathrooms, so you can't use them.
That's because, you know, people sleep in there, people shoot dope in there.
Is, yeah.
I don't want to give New York a bad name, but believe me, if there's a place where a guy can lock himself into a room, there will be some dope shooting.
Yeah.
If it's a metropolitan area.
And of course, some of our transgender brothers and sisters used to use those bathrooms for certain purposes.
For the slow dancing. there was very small dance clubs in the stalls of some of the public bathrooms. Does that still go on much anymore? I know that there's some weird thing on the subways where people, there was some rumor that, you know what I heard? There's this whole network of guys on the internet that you don't have to cruise anymore, apparently, if you're gay and you're looking for the,
oh, yeah, no, that's
the sort
true.
Of nameless, faceless sort of sex. Like, there's literally places you can go, people in your area. You can plug in, punch in your zip code.
Yeah.
And, you know, within seconds, somebody
that's
will
how you
come
where
to
the
your
nearest
door.
Cruising. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just like, you know, you can find out anywhere where the nearest cruising area is.
No, if the cruising is done online, and then, like,
and
you know, it's like, where do you live? All right, I'll be there in a second. It's like delivering food.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
That's kind of dangerous, isn't it? Isn't that a little risky?
Well, know? That's, isn't that
some
happening?
Psychopath?
Like, what, like, you know, wandering around the bushes in the park? You know what I mean? Isn't that risky?
I know, but I mean, that was back during the, you know, we're all love days, I guess. I don't know.
I'm not sure if it, yeah, I don't know either, but I heard it from a friend, this guy I know, who is gay, and he was telling me about this wonderful new thing he found online, which is the ability not to have to go out into the world and cruise, but the cruising comes right to your house.
Okay, and how do you know that the person knocking at the door
is he going to kill you?
Yeah.
Why not? I guess that's the chance you take.
Wow.
I imagine after a few minutes, you know.
Yeah, and then you can't get the fool out of your house, right?
How do we get out of here? I brought us here this time.
Yeah.
I love
this
noise.
Town, folks. Don't blame me, all right?
It was all me.
Yeah.
What were we supposed to talk about?
We're talking about Sears and Kmart, which is a fascinating story, because this guy Lampert, who's the chairman of Kmart, really kind of engineered this whole thing, and he's got a really, really good track record. Remember, Kmart was in bankruptcy in 2002.
I remember that.
And And, you know,
they had to make
stock,
a big case smaller.
Yeah.
And it got that bad.
And the stock had shrunk down to, I think it was $12 a share. It's now trading at $109 a share.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It went up like that much?
Yeah, that much.
I wish I knew about that kind of stuff, because I don't think I could be responsible with stocks. It doesn't seem much different than, you know, playing at the casino to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you...
Or betting the horses.
Well, I don't know what about the odds, but if you can turn $12 into $109 and you got a little bit of money and you can, you know, but like buy a couple thousand shares, you make out like a bandit. And what's, remember, this is this, Lampert bought the assets out of bankruptcy.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, this was Kmart had hit an all-time low. There was no stuff on
how
the
shelf. How is Sears doing, I wonder? I mean, I can't remember the last time I would go to a Sears. You know, you go to Sears for Craftsman tools. You go to Sears
or
for
washing
tools.
Machines. Kenmore.
Really, Kenmore?
Yeah,
I bought a washing machine used. I've never bought a new washing machine.
Well, in the burbs, yeah. Man, believe me. In the suburbs, Sears is a place you go for washing machines, refrigerators. That Kenmore brand is a very, very popular brand.
You know what's great about Los Angeles is that they don't supply... you rent an apartment in New York, you get a fridge.
Yeah.
It's a law.
Yeah.
And they don't have that in L.A., so everyone buys fridges. So there's
You're
all
kidding
these,
me.
No, there's and the apartments are bigger, so there's all these appliances around that people... Because they leave, and they got to sell their appliances. So
wow.
I got a washer and dryer for like $300.
You mean to tell me that you don't have to have a refrigerator?
No, I got a refrigerator. Huge, big old Maytag refrigerator for $200.
Really?
This is some deep stuff here. 866-303-2270. Hey, why don't you share some stories about Kmart, Tom DeLay, or gay cruising and how that's changed. 866-303-2270 is our number. We'd love to talk to you at 16 past the hour on Air America Radio.
You're listening to Morning Sedition.
Call us at 866-303-2270.
That's 866-303-2270. Morning Sedition
on Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
How would you like a customized plan to remove all credit, debt, and financial worries from your life for good? How would you like $50,000 to $1 million in corporate credit? Live the American dream. Be like tens of thousands of others who've discovered the Ray Reynolds Blueprint for Success. By plugging into the Ray Reynolds program, these people learned how to use corporate credit to buy real estate, minimize taxes, buy almost anything at below wholesale prices, create a new credit file, get the money to start a business, and how to protect their new assets. They learned how to use Ray Reynolds Blueprint for Success to remove all credit, debt, and financial worries from their lives forever. And you can too. Call 800-924-4977 right now and get plugged into the Ray Reynolds Blueprint for Success. Ask about a custom plan designed to help you reach your personal goals. The Ray Reynolds program gives you what you need to get from $50,000 to $1 million in corporate credit. Build the future of your dreams. Call today, 800-924-4977, and get your blueprint for success. Save on 04 taxes and incorporate before year end. That's 800-924-4977. 800-924-4977.
Don't go in the paint. He's a giant. That's where he lives. He owns it. Offense and defense. Boards, screens, picks and rolls. How can he move that quickly? Man, he's got fast feet for a big guy. Shots up. Erased. Swatted to his point guard waiting on the wing. Easy score. Don't go in the paint.
The NBA on Sirius. Love it live.
All your important files are on your office PC. What do you do when you want to work from home or access a file while traveling? You copy files to disk, email documents home, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle.
Now, there's a perfect solution for working from anywhere at any time. With GoToMyPC.com, you can always have complete access to everything on your office PC from any other internet-connected computer. It's easy to use and highly secure. You simply log into GoToMyPC.com and your office PC appears just as if you were at your desk. Work with all your programs and files. Check emails and access your network. Try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the radio listener button and enter promo code SIRIUS. GoToMyPC is incredibly easy to use. Setup is completely automatic and takes less than 2 minutes. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener button, promo code SIRIUS. Try GoToMyPC.com now, free for 45 days.
Are you significant? I'm Mark Merrill with today's Family Minute. The dictionary defines significant as someone who is noteworthy, valuable, or important. In our culture, we determine our significance by what we have, what we do for a living, and by comparing ourselves to others. But none of these are really good definitions. We should not look at outward signs and appearances to determine our significance. Instead, we should look at our hearts. An ancient proverb says, as a person thinks in his heart, so is he. Remember, your family first.
The Family Minute with Mark Merrill is a production of Family First. To find some great resources for strengthening your family, go to FamilyMinute.net. That's FamilyMinute.net. Or call 1-800-956-8300. That's 1-800-956-8300.
In today's world, all voices must be heard. That's why our local Optimist Club sponsors an oratorical contest for local young people. The contest lets kids gain experience in public speaking.
If I could change the world.
It inspires today's youth to motivate and inform others through the art of public speaking. And it gives them an opportunity to compete for college scholarships. The Optimist Oratorical Contest.
You can make a difference too.
Bringing out the best in kids.
Past the hour, Mark Maron with Mark Riley.
Hi.
It's Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. We've talked about a lot of stuff. We've talked about peanut butter. We've talked about Tom DeLay. We've talked a little about Condi Rice, Kmart, bathrooms, gay cruising. We've talked about Sears. We have talked about exterminators. We have talked about very many things. Very many things.
Placentas?
No! Stop going that place. It's disgusting. I understand it's natural and it's all good.
So are maggots. We talked about them too.
But maggots, that's just a bug that festers in dead people. Placenta is just, I'm not doing it. We're not going there. We're going to take some calls. Looks like, what do we got here? What do we got? We got a lot of good people. George, oh, what do we got? A comedy bit that needs to be done, of course. How could I forget? You know why I'm forgetting? I'm blocking. I'm blocking because today is therapy day. I owe my therapist money because all of a sudden my health plan doesn't cover my therapy anymore. And that's where you really start to have thinking about your therapy. Where it's like, how much is that? Dude, I come here. What do? We barely do anything. I talk to you like for 15 minutes. And then I get mad at you because I'm not feeling any better. And that's going to cost me like this. I can go to a prostitute. But I don't do that.
Yeah, I guess you would clean that up.
No, I've never been that kind of guy. I'd rather
never paid for it, huh?
Nope. Not in this in the strict barter sense. I'm the kind of person that if I'm gonna, you know, go there, I'd rather act, you know, have the person that I'm with in love act like a prostitute for an evening
As opposed to actually patronizing a real one.
It just seems like it's just not my bag, you know what I mean? I would be too concerned with. I remember one time when I was in Amsterdam and I was in college, I was in Europe, and I went down to the red light district and I just kept looking at all these prostitutes who sit in the windows there. And I actually went up and just, you know, I just wanted to talk to one of them. Just like, so you guys see the doctor every month? And, you know, what kind of, you know, do you like the job? I mean,
get away, Yankee boy.
Well, that's exactly it. They're like, why are you wasting my time?
Yep.
You know, this is my job. I'm like, yeah, but do you like it at all? I just did a Caleb. No. Anyway, here's my dream diary for last night. So the doorbell rings and I'm half asleep. I go to the door in my underwear to answer it. Three tall, identical white guys in impeccable suits are standing at my doorstep. One of them says, "Congratulations, Mr. Marin. We have wonderful news. May we come in?" I start to get excited because they might be from the State Lottery Commission with a big-ass check for me. So I say, "Yeah, come in. You want a Diet Coke or something, buddy?" Buddies, threeest. They sit on the couch while my cats make claw marks on their $500 shoes. One says, "Mr. Marin, after careful consideration, the president would like you to join his team to lead America through four more hopeful and prosperous years. It's not a lottery check." Damn. I say, "What the hell are you talking about? President who? The smirk?" "Yes, President Bush would like you to consider serving in his cabinet." "Wow, the cabinet, the quarters of power, the big boys." I say, what department, man?" One says, "It's new. You will be secretary of the Department of Blame." I say, "Department of Blame? I could do that. I mean, what's the job?" Another one says, "You'd be our whipping boy, a lightning rod, a whack-a-mole. The administration can abuse with impunity anytime anything goes wrong. And you know how often that is." I say, "So what would I have to do?" One says, "Same as the other cabinet members. Nothing. The hardest part of the job is that you have to laugh at the president's jokes." Another says, "And you have to wear pants. You can't come to work like this." I say, "All right, fair enough. But wait, I'm not a minority. Bush is really into minorities these days." One says, "That's okay. Polls indicate that it's easier for women 18 to 34 to hate a white guy." I say, "Well, all right, well, what about salary, benefits, vacations?" One says, "All excellent, with a guaranteed lobbying gig afterwards worth five times as much." I say, "I don't know. I've got this radio show to do, and, well, what are the hours?" 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. I say, "I'll take it." "Let me put some pants on. Any of you guys want a cat? Anybody? Cat?" I woke up and my bed was filled with sandalwood. And the smell was nicer than cat pee.
Ooh.
Georgia, New Jersey, what's going on? What do you want to talk about today?
Is this Georgina?
Yeah, it's Georgina.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I guess a comment about the Condoleezza Rice, George W. Bush thing. Rumor has it she calls him her husband.
Right.
If something is going on, doesn't that play totally against the GOP family values issue?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, so does, there's supposedly quite a few closet homosexuals within the administration as well.
Well, we can't name any names now, can we?
We can leave that to the people that do that as a tactic. Thanks for your call, Georgina. And obviously it would play against it, but it'd be a great story.
Yeah.
I would love that to come out.
Well, he's the commander-in-chief.
How great would that be?
What?
If they were having a fling. How
great would that be?
That would be awesome. I'd even like to watch that on video.
Oh, no, see?
Joe in New York, what's going on, Joe?
Guys, how you doing?
Good. What's up, Joe?
Okay, hey, Mark, when's the last time you went to the Kmart in Aspen?
It's been a couple of years.
Yeah, yeah, because that cafe has been closed down for a long time, and believe me, I miss it a lot. I used to go there and, like, sit by the window, look at the traffic coming up Lafayette Street.
Yeah.
It's all just boxes stacked up now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, long gone. And, yeah, I used to take my 11-year-old there. We used to, love to just sit there and hang out.
Because you actually have a great view of Astor Place and the Cooper Union building there.
Exactly, those big, big, tall windows. And the restrooms are closed, too, so you're out of luck in that one. That
wow, so what good is it? Let them close it down.
Yeah, well, didn't they go? Aren't they in Chapter 11?
No. They came back out last year.
They just merged with Sears, man.
Yeah, yeah. I heard all about that. But, you go in there and they have like this endless, endless rows of plastic storage containers.
Oh, that's sad.
Space. So,
Because that was like your little place. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, first Bradley's on Union Square. I used to love to go there and get $11 jeans and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's upscale. Now
right, what is it? It's a Filene's Basement.
Filene's, DFW.
Yeah, Whole Foods is going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's okay. I don't live there anymore. I'm up on the east side, but that's a different story. I'm going to court today. The judge is going to slam the gavel. I'm going to be a free man.
Wow, you can't just drop that like
that.
What happened?
Parole or something?
No. The spouse and I are going our separate ways. It's going to be legal this afternoon.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations. I know how that feels.
Good and bad, But
of course, there's sadness to it, but you can take
you get over it.
Oh yeah, well I'm about 90% of the way there now.
There you go.
What's her name?
Her name?
the one that's helping you get over it.
Well, she cost me about $85
an hour. All right, thanks, Joe.
See, he boldly goes where no Marin has gone before.
What are you going to do?
Hey, man.
I thought the guy had a low jack on or something. He's a white-collar criminal. No more calls? Really? Oh, we got to go in a second.
We have
a guest coming out of the other side, right?
Yeah, we do. And he's a great guest. He's the co-author of The Hammer, Tom DeLay, God, Money, and the Rise of the Republican Congress, Lou Dubose joins us to talk about guess who?
The Bug Man.
The Bug Man, the Hammer, the Roach Stomper, Tom DeLay. When we come back here on Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-344-0089 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-344-0089. That's 800-344-0089. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-344-0089.
Remember last year when you bought your wife a vacuum cleaner for Christmas? And gave Uncle Ed that bag of candy? Not realizing he was allergic to peanuts. And then there was that rather inappropriate gift you gave your female boss?
You're fired!
Do it right this year and give the gift of Sirius. Everything for everyone for under $100. Available at Best Buy, Circuit City, Radio Shack, Office Depot, Walmart, or at Sirius.com.
Hey, sports fans, when you tune into Sirius Sports Radio, you want to hear about football. You want to hear about baseball. You want to hear about sports. And there's something else you should hear about, how to get good tickets for the game. When it comes to tickets for sporting events, you've got to check out StubHub.com. Started by two season ticket holders, StubHub.com is the number one site for sports, concerts, and theater tickets nationwide. Since StubHub tickets come directly from season ticket holders, you're getting access to the best seats. We're talking front row, behind home plate, on the 50, you name it. StubHub.com's got it. So, you want tickets for an exciting sporting event or sold-out show? No problem. Just go to StubHub.com, find the seats you want, and your tickets will be delivered fast via FedEx. When you use StubHub.com, you'll always get the tickets you want in time for the game, 100% guaranteed. All right, here's the recap. Can't use your tickets? Sell them on StubHub.com. Want tickets? Go to StubHub.com. That's S-T-U-B-H-U-B. Visit StubHub.com today or call 1-866-STUBHUB.
StubHub! Hey, this is Dave Ramsey, and this is your Daily Money Makeover. Brian is wondering if he should cash out his whole life policy. My answer coming up next.
Money, 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 money.
Federal college loan rates are now at their lowest levels in history. So if you currently have high-interest student loans, it's time to refinance. Just call 1-800-2-COLLEGE. With one call, you could be on your way to saving thousands. That's 1-800-2-COLLEGE.
Brian has questions about his whole life insurance policy.
I have two life policies, probably about $8,000 cash value built up in the two of them. My question is, do you cash these things in and put that money in mutual fund?
As soon as you have your term insurance in place, you need about 8 to 10 times your income in 15 to 20-year level term, and then I would drop these things in a heartbeat. And the reason is very simple, Dave. The rate of return on your investment stinks. And then secondly, you've paid about 10 times more per month for the same amount of whole life as you would have for term. Now that you've paid all that money to create this savings, when you die with a face value of $50,000, they're going to send $50,000.
Right.
What happened to your $8,000 you've worked so hard to save up at a lousy rate of return? They keep it. So you have a savings or an investment program with a lousy rate of return. When you die, they keep your money. Would I cash this in? How fast can I do it?
This has been your Daily Money Makeover with best-selling author and America's most trusted source for financial straight talk, Dave Ramsey.
And we're back. Bob from Scranton, you're on the air.
Hi, Ted. Love the show. Long-time listener. First-time caller.
Thanks, Bob. Is there a special someone out there you'd like to talk about?
There is, Ted. I recently lost a very big part of my life.
You'd been together a long time?
Since college. This is for my belly, my paunch, my spare tire. I know we had some good times. God knows I'll never forget that night in Albuquerque with the burrito.
It's never easy to lose something that's been such a huge part of you, Bob. Where'd the magic go?
Well, I'd recently begun taking the stairs more and more instead of the elevator, and then we started seeing less and less of each other. One day, it was just gone.
Small step number 67. Take the stairs instead of the elevator or escalator. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
The public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Yes, 34 past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Good morning.
My morning's edition. Just had a moment with Clutch Larson. You know, there's moments where Clutch Larson, our producer, Jonathan Larson, just like does something to annoy me. You know what I can do now, though, to relieve that?
I was wrong.
Oh, how great is that? That's Jonathan Larson admitting he was wrong. Very rare thing. Doesn't happen very often because usually... He just doesn't see that as a possibility. But like,
I was wrong.
Oh, imagine, like, think about it, folks, if you're listening to me out there. The person that drives you nuts, your boss, the guy who restrains your desires, who tells you you can't do things you want to do for whatever silly reason they have. And Larson doesn't do that, but just imagine that person saying,
I was wrong.
Oh, how great would that be? I think that would be helpful in an employment situation if the boss just gave out a little tape. You know what I mean? Just for they can have in their own use, so they could use it when they're just sitting there seething going, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill my boss, and then I'm going to leave the country. I'm going to take all the company's money. And if they just had a little tape where they'd go,
I was wrong.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Save lives, too.
It would save lives. It would probably make business better. It would work. I don't know. I got some big ideas. Since the handover of power, we're exploring various issues and opportunities the Iraqis and Americans will face. This is Iraq, Birth of a Nation, Day 143. Leaders of Iraq. Yes, I know. I know. I know. Yeah, you don't have to tell. All right. I get it. You had too much coffee. So I think we all heard that Pope John Paul II is going to be, going to be. Yeah. He said that your national elections plan for January must be fair and transparent if Iraq hopes to build an authentic democracy. Yeah, cute, huh? Okay, he's got the right to his opinion just like anybody else, but one word of warning. You've got to be careful with this character, all right? Oh, sure, he looks like a sweet old Polish grandpa with candy in his pocket, smelling like latkes. That's what he wants you to think. You guys haven't dealt with him much, but this John Paul guy is very opinionated, doesn't back down, is seriously rich, and has the support of a billion followers, some of whom are nearly as fanatical as you are. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. You're probably thinking, why should I care what he says? Here's a guy who grew up in a communist Poland and now lives in a palace in Rome, and he's lecturing us about democracy? Huh? But the thing is, a lot of people take him seriously, way more than your clerics. Sorry, it's just a fact. And he'll stick his nose into your business every time. You know how pushy religious leaders are. Sure, I know, I don't have to tell you. Once they start talking for God, yeah, yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, and a lot of that, exactly. Maybe one of these. Yeah. So be polite, but firm. Keep the camel's nose out of the tent, if you know what I'm saying. Once you're into the Pope, then you have to deal with birth control and the Virgin Mary and Mel Gibson, and who wants that headache? Exactly. Anyway, good luck and God bless, and by God, I mean our God. You hear me? This is day 143 of Iraq, birth of a nation, live free or die. I did a little double thing there. A little
thing. There you go.
And I just did it with my mouth.
Nice
one. One more of these.
I was wrong.
Oh, how great is that? That's my producer admitting he was wrong. Listen, we've got a guest here, and we've been talking all day. You know, Tom DeLay changed the rules of the House.
Well, he says he didn't do it now.
He didn't champion it. He didn't vote for it. But a lot of his buddies, who he makes life a lot easier for and makes them a lot richer, and they may, and you know, he arrogantly changed, they changed the rules. So if he's indicted, if the leader of the House is indicted, he doesn't have to step down.
No.
He can keep working.
He's got 30 days.
On the phone is Lou Du Bois. He is the author of The Hammer, Tom DeLay, God, Money, and the Rise of Republican Congress. He has an article in the December issue of Mother Jones called Justice Delayed.
Great article.
Very clever. Du Bois, I'm sorry, I mispronounced your name, Lou. But good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay. And I was wrong. I didn't think he was going to be indicted.
You didn't?
No, I think he's in real trouble.
Good, good. Well, what can we do? Help us out. Because all Pelosi could say was, like, he's arrogant and mean.
Well, you know, I think it's all in the hands of a district attorney here in Austin. And, you know, he has on his side what lawyers love to have when they go into court, and that is the facts and the law. And
tremendous.
These guys raised a lot of illegal money. I don't even have to say allegedly. We know what happened. And Tom DeLay thought he was bulletproof, and now it's kind of embarrassing that the House leadership has to say we'll accept an indicted leader.
They have to they and because the ethics committee is five Republicans. I mean, clearly this guy has pushed it to the point where there's no coming back.
Right. Well, I'm sorry. I said the rules committee, the ethics committee has admonished him. You know, first, name a congressman who's not in jail who was indicted three times by the defunct ethics committee, which really doesn't work. And now you have the entire House Republican caucus at conference saying it's okay for a guy to be indicted and still serve as a leader. You know, they raised they stole 17 elections here in Texas by raising $1.5 million. Half of which is corporate. It was corporate money is illegal. They raised that money. They spent it on 17 House races in order to be able to redraw the House lines, congressional lines in Washington. So they won the Texas House in order to expand their lead to the state house. And now, you know, there is a jail cell with a guy named Bubba who's waiting for Tom to lay down here.
Oh, wow. Lou DeBose, wow. You know, you make a point in your article in Mother Jones that it's not really that difficult. You know, in terms of dealing with Texas's campaign finance laws, they're not the most complex in the country, and they're not particularly strict. Why couldn't these guys just play by the rules and accomplish what they wanted to do?
You know, it's a good question, because they really couldn't raise the industrial quantities of money they needed to turn the House fast enough to redraw the lines for this election, to give them a margin that would help W. Bush. You know, dismantle Social Security and continue his the war in Iraq and defund the public schools and all the things he intends to do. You know, they couldn't raise enough money fast enough, so they went out of state. They went to Massachusetts to a healthcare a nursing home place. It wasn't going to send money to Texas. Gave them $100,000. They got $25,000 from Westar, the Enron of Kansas. They just couldn't get that big money individually, and they had to go corporate. And when they went corporate, they went illegal, and half the money is corporate. And now there's a DA in Texas who said you can't steal an election in Texas and brag about it. He's kind of the last man standing down here, but he's standing, and he's got a good case.
Well, that's great. What exactly is the law about corporate money?
The law is, it's pretty simple. You can't raise it, and you can't spend it.
Right. And this guy, Ronnie Earl, who they're characterizing, obvious, of course, with their dumb words, a frivolous, you know, crackpot, partisan guy, is a legit guy. He's got a lot of guts, and he's got a real case.
Well, you know, Ronnie Earl's been elected for 26 years, and we tend to, even though some get through, we tend to, after 10 years, we sort of weed out the crackpots in Texas. You know, it's a great state, and you know, we got Ross Perot, but
why didn't you weed out W then?
They did. They sent him to Washington.
We tried. Molly and I wrote two books sort of telling this guy's story. I think that was a referendum on the American people as much as it was on us. This is the state that gave us Bush. You know, where Bush, you know, where Bush was able to raise these laws, Bush could raise this amount of money from Enron individually. You know, he could raise, Bush raised as much from Enron individually, so
sure,
$750,000 that as governor as these guys did from corporate, but they had to go corporate. And you know, it's all about hubris and Tom DeLay thinking he's above the law. And here's a guy here's a DA who says he's not, and he could end up in three of his fundraisers are already indicted, eight corporations are indicted, and then these corporate vice presidents are not going to sit on the stand and say no, we're going to go to jail for Tom DeLay. So I think he's in real trouble.
Good.
Lou DeBose, can you fill us in on a very brief historical sketch of Trimpac, DeLay's political action committee?
Well, he says he had very little to do with it. However, in 2001, he and Jim Ellis were driving around the state. Ellis already told the Washington Post, that's bad news, driving around the state saying, let's recreate ARMPAC, the Lace National PAC, in Texas, his trim PAC. They recreated it, and they raised a couple of $1 million. But, you know, DeLay, I'm finding memos that say, Dear Congressman, DeLay, enclosed is $25,000. Now, if I can find them, a prosecutor can find them. But trim PAC is a state PAC, just like DeLay's national PAC. Remember, this is the guy who's the largest single fundraiser in Congress. And no one, unless they're running for the presidency, like Gephardt was trying to do, raises this sort of money. So he brought that fundraising back home to Texas and set up TrimPAC. And it's TrimPAC that is now in trouble. Three of its people are indicted.
We're talking to Lou DeBose. He's the author of The Hammer, Tom DeLay, God, Money, and the Rise of the Republican Congress. Now, when we come back, Lou, I want to talk about just, you know, I want you to characterize just how this Congress works and how they are all sort of indebted and in awe of DeLay and what he does there. And I want you to, just to put this in your head before we go away to break,
sure.
Let's talk about Bonilla, Henry Bonilla, and Roy Blunt and their championing this vote, okay?
I'm ready to do it.
All right, we'll be back. It's 44 past the hour. It's Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition, fighting treason with reason on Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
My credit card bills are getting out of hand. 12%, 18%, even 24%? I can't get ahead. There's no money left over after paying bills.
You need help now.
But what can I do?
If you're a homeowner, you need to call Omega Mortgage Acceptance Corporation. In fact, at Omega Mortgage, they've actually lowered rates, reduced payments, and delivered the cash needed to thousands of homeowners.
I can even have money left over for the holidays?
That's right. And at Omega Mortgage, they make home loans easy and can approve you in less than 20 minutes. You won't be buried in heaps of paperwork or mountains of documentation. You don't even need tax returns. Great if you're self-employed.
But I've had mortgage late. Can they really help me?
No problem. Credit card lates, mortgage lates, even bankruptcy. Omega Mortgage specializes in home loans for homeowners just like you. Call right now to lower your payments and get cash in your hands in time for the holidays. 888-32-APPLY. 888-32-APPLY. Get approved in less than 20 minutes. Call 888-32-APPLY. That's 888-322-7759. Licensed by Cal DRE number 01411312. Call 888-32-APPLY.
College Rivalry Saturday heats up this weekend on Sirius Sports. The Gators take on the Seminoles for bragging rights in the state of Florida. The Buckeyes play host to Michigan. The Tigers and Crimson Tide rock Alabama. And Tennessee takes on Vanderbilt. When these teams get together, it ain't about the standings or the BCS. It's all about the pride. Hear all the action this Saturday on Sirius Sports. For game times and channels, go to Sirius.com or call 877-33-SIRIUS.
All your important files are on your office PC. What do you do when you want to work from home or access a file while traveling? You copy files to disk, email documents home, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Now, there's a perfect solution for working from anywhere at any time. With GoToMyPC.com, you can always have complete access to everything on your office PC from any other internet-connected computer. It's easy to use and highly secure. You simply log into GoToMyPC.com and your office PC appears just as if you were at your desk. Work with all your programs and files. Check emails and access your network. Try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the radio listener button and enter promo code Sirius. Go to My PC is incredibly easy to use. Setup is completely automatic and it takes less than 2 minutes. That's go to mypc.com. Radio listener button, promo code Sirius. Try go to mypc.com now. Free for 45 days.
What do you do when your teenager is disrespectful to your spouse?
I'm Mark Merrill with today's Family Minute. Your daughter says, I hate you. You're the worst mom in the world. Or she lets a few choice words fly at your husband. What do you do? Well, you can just ignore it and let your spouse and child work it out. But what kind of message does that send to your child? They need to see a unified mom and dad. Parents who support each other with words and actions. If you don't like the way your spouse handled or treated your child, talk it out privately. Otherwise, send a clear, firm, and unified message to your child. Remember, your family first.
The Family Minute with Mark Merrill is a production of Family First. To find out about ways you can build a stronger family, go to FamilyMinute.net. That's FamilyMinute.net or call 1-800-956-8300. That's 1-800-956-8300.
Want to influence a child's life? Wear your seatbelt. Research shows that when a driver doesn't wear a seatbelt, 70% of the time the children in that car don't either. And an unbuckled child is in danger. Traffic crashes are the leading cause of death for children. Help us stop unbuckled adults from endangering children's lives. There's just too much to lose. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Buckle Up America.
Past the hour, it's morning's edition. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Good morning.
On the phone is Lou DeBose. The book is The Hammer, Tom DeLay, God, Money, and the Rise of the Republican Congress. Lou, I'm going to play a soundbite of our friend Henry Bonilla. Right now. We're going to talk about it in a second.
What a guy. In this country, you're innocent until proven guilty. And the rule that we pass today adheres to that principle that this great country of ours has had for generations. And it also takes the power away from, in any state in the country, in any county, any community, any partisan crackpot district attorney who might want to indict a member of our leadership or a committee chair.
So even on a, isn't this ideologically anti-Republican in the sense that they want to deny states' rights, first of all?
We in the Republican Party believe in local control.
Yeah.
And this is local control of a local problem.
So why do all these... Why do all these guys owe Tom DeLay such a favor? They can't do anything in Congress as far as the majority of the Republicans without passing it through DeLay.
Well, it's, in all fairness to them, he paid for them, so he owns them. he really does. There's never been a majority. You know, back in 94, DeLay was envious of Newt's power. Newt had $1.5 million in his pack. Sizes bigger. Newt had $1.5 million. DeLay had half of that. He had $700,000 in arm pack. So he set out to go, dollar for dollar with Newt Gingrich and has done it. He did it initially by bringing Newt down here to Austin and honoring him at a fundraiser at Enron. Enron raised $275,000 for Tom DeLay on that day. And to get him back in the money race, they did it by taking photos of Newt. You know, a couple of years later, DeLay tried to overthrow, in 97, 3 years later, he tried to overthrow Newt in the palace coup. But, he's done it, he did this the old-fashioned way by raising money and putting that and using that money to support Republican candidates. I mean, he's very smart about it.
You know what, Lou? He's always going to be a short little man, though.
He is, and his golf game is not going to get any better. Even if he's, maybe he'll be playing with Jimmy Trafficant.
did he own his own exterminating agency?
That's where he got started. He started out as a bug man, and that might be his future.
Do you think that when he was spraying bugs, he was saying, "Who is king here? Who wins this game?"
Well,
I'm the king of the bugs.
Well, there's more to that than that. Tom DeLay was brought. He kicked around the Texas oil fields where you were. His father was an abusive alcoholic. He lived in Texas oil fields where you were a hard ass who bossed people around and slapped people around, or you got slapped around.
Right.
And his dad was in the management side, dealing with a lot of tough roughnecks.
Right.
DeLay inherited that and took it to the bug business. He treated his partners like that. He went to court with his partner when the business went south. They got in a fight in court. Then after DeLay was in Congress, when the sheriff in Fort Bend County hired his partner's wife.
His former partner's wife, DeLay, told him to fire him. The sheriff said he wouldn't. DeLay put $70,000. This is a member of the Republican leadership in a race. He found an opponent in a Republican primary race and ran someone against Sheriff Milton Wright in Fort Bend County. He's paid $70,000, and the guy won and came back and suggesting what you said. He said he wearing high heels. He's just 5'7" tall. He's just 5'7". He's a little man. And he can kiss my ass. So, you know, I mean, the guy treats everyone like that, and there's a little bit of that in Congress too because they're scared of him.
Right.
Lou, real quickly. He has crossed the president before, Tom DeLay, on a number of different issues, again, as you chronicle in Mother Jones. Do you think that Bush will hang this guy out to dry no matter what the Congress does if things get too hot for him?
You know, I think they're going to stick with this guy as long as they can. But, you know, fidelity in Washington is canine fidelity. And when the pack of dogs, when the lead dog goes bad, they're going to leave him. I mean, Bush needs him right now because he is the guy who talks to the Christian right more than anyone else, even though Bush talks to God, Tom DeLay talks to the Christian right.
Wow. Hey, Lou, thanks for joining us. We got to go. The book is The Hammer, Tom DeLay, God, Money, and the Rise of Republican Congress, and also the new Mother Jones, a great piece. Great talking. We'll have you back.
Great talking to you. Love to come back.
All right. Thanks, you take care, Lou. That's
right. Terrific. Man, the bug killer.
Some deep stuff, right?
The Bible's Book of Revelations. Nice segue from Tom DeLay. Portends the end of days and the second coming of the Christian Messiah. One of our president's favorite stories, and Tom DeLay's. Though no one knows when the end times will come, there are signs that will appear to men. Here on Morning Sedition, we won't let you be caught off guard by the end of the world. That's why we present this week's Rapture Watch with Cardinal Milfington of the recently disgraced Diocese of Drain, Oregon. Your grace.
Thank you, misguided Hebrew. Hear my voice, ye earth-loving God deniers. Gather round, ye peace-loving sucklers at the teats of Gog. Heed my words, thou lickers of toads, ye conversers with goats, and that guy at the pet store who told you you could hypnotize a parrot by kissing its stomach. I want my lips back. For now, it's time to set your clocks to daylight. You better save yourself time, because the rapture is upon us. Last Hebdomad, you might recall I told you about volcanoes and earthquakes disrupting voters, primarily in Democratic states. The week before that, I told you about demons in Sweden broadcasting their satanic poetry into outer space. And before that, I told you about a man who walked into a bar holding three ducks. He set them on the bar and ordered three drinks. Well, the long and short of that is two of the ducks were having Congress with the third duck, whose name, it turns out, was Puddles.
What?
You know, I got lots of letters from people saying they heard that same story, only with geese. Shows to go, yeah. But now something even more diabolical is happening. According to the Associated Press, some godless harlot in Hollywood is using eBay to sell a 10-year-old grilled cheese sandwich she claims bears the image of the Virgin Mary. Virgin Mary, my anointed ass! You better not take another bite out of that sandwich, dragon lady, unless you got a week's supply of Antichrist antacid. Or it was prophesied in Revelation
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Quote, and it shall happen that the mother of Satan will appear on plain white bread and American cheese cooked with no oil or butter and be kept in a clear plastic box with cotton balls on some nutcase's nightstand. And then a lake will burn and streets will run with blood. You know, the usual stuff. End quote. Now, under the circumstances, I can understand how a person would assume that any face appearing in a lump of 10-year-old congealed milk fat and bleached flour would have to be the mother of God. After all, for years I labored under the false impression that the second face on the back of my brother's head was the incarnation of Jesus, until a friend of mine informed me it was in fact Beetle Bailey. No wonder my prayers were always answered with, "Ah, Sarge, KP again? May you burn in hell, Mort Walker, and High and Low sucks." So if you lunkheads want a piece of Mother Satan's cheese, you might want to hit eBay. But be forewarned, idolators, the reserve is a few $1,000s, and you may have to wade through a few 100 Cain and Abel hairballs first. In the meantime, keep on fornicating, fornicators, and we'll keep a light on for you in hell.
Wow. Yeah, hi. Yeah, you know, Mort, yeah. Milf, Mort.
Your Grace.
I'm sorry, Your Grace, but Beetle Bailey, man, where'd you pull that out of?
Beetle Bailey. Beetle Bailey is the incarnation of hell. The devil.
All right. Yeah, so what happens now? Where are you going now?
Well, I'll live alone. Why do you want to? You know, one thing, I've been following your career for years now,
yeah.
Mr. Marin.
Yeah.
There's one thing I can say with all due consistency, and that is best hair piece in the business.
Whatever.
Slash and burn.
Whatever. Yeah, all right. Man.
Wow.
Now there's going to be hundreds of people out there thinking I got a hairpiece because of the Cardinal.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of people.
Say thank you.
Hundreds of millions of people. I don't have a hairpiece.
Well, neither does Paul Thompson. He's coming up in the next hour.
Pull on it. Look, pull on it.
Wait, I don't want to hurt you.
All right. Pull on it later.
Paul Thompson, Terror Timeline, next hour, Mornings Edition, Air America Radio.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop. But I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes. And to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying. And most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Uncensored.
Uncensored.
Uncut.
Uncut.
Satellite fresh.
Satellite fresh.
Serious. It's on.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The suspicions of many of the nation's journalists and Democrats may have been proven true about last summer's Code Orange alert that Al-Qaeda was planning an attack. Warning mysteriously went up shortly after the Democratic National Convention in Boston over the summer, you may recall. Warning was in part blamed for the party's loss of an early bounce for nominee John Kerry. This coupled with a series of damaging swift vote ads discrediting Kerry's record in the military. Newsweek now reports that the Code Orange warning achieved the Bush White House desired effect because it took the spotlight away from the Democrats while the warning itself was totally unwarranted. Newsweek quoted U.S. intelligence sources that Al-Qaeda had no active plans for a strike against the United States at that particular time. House Republicans yesterday gave new meaning to the word meaning to the term party loyalty by greenlighting a plan to alter party rules that would have cost Congressman Tom DeLay his leadership post if he were indicted by a Texas grand jury. Move by the House Republicans is unprecedented and is indicative of the huge control the party now has over Congress. New York's junior Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton said the vote by the Republicans yesterday to save DeLay was shameful.
They're running the House of Representatives like a fiefdom with Tom DeLay as in charge of the plantation. I think it's kind of a sad commentary. I don't think it's good for democracy. I don't think it's good for the Republican Party. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, and I think that we have an administration and Republican leadership that, is very powerful.
Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton of New York on CNN in the past hour. Tom DeLay has been admonished 3 times by the House Ethics Committee for his actions, including twice in the past 6 weeks. DeLay claims that only Democrats are out to get him, but these warnings were approved unanimously by the Ethics Committee, which is made up of 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats. John Kerry is suffering more criticism, and it's not coming from the Republicans alone. Democrats, whose organization coughed up some $6 million to get out the Latino vote, has criticized Kerry's campaign effort and said Democrats risk becoming a permanent minority if they don't do a better job. Simon Rosenberg says John Kerry did not compete adequately for Hispanic votes. Rosenberg is founder and president of the Centrist New Democrat Network, which is an independent group of the Democratic Party. Rosenberg says that if the Democratic Party fails to reverse the gains that President Bush made, we can forget about its hope of being a majority party once again, as it polls conducted for the Associated Press indicated Bush won 44% of the Latino vote. Election officials in Ohio are finding more problems with the vote count for the 2004 contest. Reports indicate that one Ohio county had a double count of 2,600 ballots. Still more, two other counties showed evidence of voters casting ballots twice. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning, I'm Wayne Gill.
You wear his jersey. He's your man. Leaving the ground from the top of the key. Floating, flying, soaring. No one can hang with him. The ball is smothered by his hand, then crushed through the iron rim. One day he'll jump and just keep going in the thin air. Maybe that's how we'll finally leave the game.
The NBA on Sirius. Love it live.
All your important files are on your office PC. What do you do when you want to work from home or access a file while traveling? You copy files to disk, email documents home, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Now, there's a perfect solution for working from anywhere at any time. With GoToMyPC.com, you can always have complete access to everything on your office PC from any other internet-connected computer. It's easy to use and highly secure. You simply log into GoToMyPC.com and your office PC appears just as if you were at your desk. Work with all your programs and files, check emails, and access your network. Try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the radio listener button and enter promo code SIRIUS. GoToMyPC is incredibly easy to use. Setup is completely automatic and takes less than 2 minutes. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener button, promo code SIRIUS. Try GoToMyPC.com now, free for 45 days.
This is Earth and Sky. Deep in the ancient forests of the Pacific Northwest, you might find a spotted owl.
Until 1990, when these owls were listed as endangered, many scientists feared that logging would cause their extinction. Spotted owls are very territorial, and each pair uses many large ancient trees. The trees utilized by one pair of owls have an estimated value of about $8 million.
Rocky Gutierrez at the University of Minnesota studies these owls. He said spotted owls can't be moved to forests with less commercially valuable trees because they've evolved under very precise environmental conditions.
People think that why can't the owl adapt? I mean, they have wings, why can't they fly someplace else? It's the complexity or the structure of the forest that's the key issue for an owl inhabiting that site. That is, there are multi-layers in the canopy which provides a lot of shading, provides a lot of perches, and when you get that high canopy closure, it reduces the amount of understory or shrubs in the forest so that the under part of the forest is easy for the owl to fly through.
For more with Rocky Gutierrez, come to earthsky.org. Thanks to the U.S. Forest Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
Mark Maron, it's 6 past the hour here on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, painters of pictures. Good morning to you. Who's that guy on TV with the afro? Dead Bob Ross. You know what? I love watching that guy. And, you know, it's not, and I don't like his paintings, but it's sort of like, and here comes a little birdie. And you're like, oh my God, look at that little birdie. But I don't really like his paintings. All right. I always brought up, I'm sort of an art snob. And what's just the reason I'm bringing this up? Painting's tough, man. My buddy Phil's a painter. And, you know, some cats, you can paint all you want, but if you know when you're in the hands of greatness when you look at a painting. And the reason I'm talking about this is that Kalo was telling me that he wants to go. Kale, you want to go to the new Museum of Modern Art? Because it opens when? Today?
Actually, it opens Saturday.
It opened last Saturday?
No, it opens this Saturday.
It's probably going to be a big shindig, right? Woody Allen will be there, the mayor, a lot of people, right? Probably one of those kind of things. Local musicians who are a part of the Debutante Society of New York, all the intellectuals. But we're not going.
No.
But I want to go with you, because I was brought up with the Museum of Modern Art all my life, when even when we lived in New Mexico, my mother would fly back because she was a painter. We would fly back. I remember waiting online to see the Picasso retrospective. When
really?
They, basically,
wow.
The entire museum was Picasso. I can't even remember what that. It must have been in the 70s. We went to the Whitney to see the Cezanne retrospective. She used to fly back, and we'd go do that. She'd drag me to the museum all the time, so it's really part of my childhood. And I've got a real sort of love for the Museum of Modern Art. And we were just saying it was so funny because Riley, we said, where is it? Riley's like, I don't know. Like, you know every dive bar in the city, every restaurant in the world, but the Museum of Modern Art, I don't know where that one is.
No, I know it's on 53rd between 5th and 6th.
But here
we go.
I know, I'm just...
I mean, it was out in Queens for...
It was in Long Island City
for
a little while. I didn't actually go when it was out there, but I am excited about it. And, you know, because we were having this discussion about classical music, because you started listening to classical music.
Yeah, recently.
But just listening to it because you dig it, right?
Yeah.
And Kayla was like, I don't know if I like it because, you know, I don't understand anything about it. And I don't understand anything about it either. I, you know, I can listen to it for a few minutes, but there's so many things to classical music, like the nuances, the structure, the different tones, the this, the that. There's 100 different guys. There are thousands of different guys that do it. You got to really get involved with the nuances of the performers, of the times, of the structure, in order to really dig it all the way down to the bone.
Well, maybe, but here's the other side. You listen to stuff. If you like it, you go buy it, and you learn from reading the liner notes.
No, I dig that. Even with jazz, I do that. But there's some jazz heads, and there's some cats like my mom's boyfriend, Skiddly Bop jazz man John, you know, who knows all the. Well, he's really into vocal melody, so he knows all the vocalists, you know. And I don't know any of those cats. I know some rock and roll guys, you know, because I was brought up with rock and roll. I know a lot of blues guys, but you get this feeling sometimes you're intimidated by, like, you know, in order to really get something, you got to know all this stuff. And you said, no, that's not true. You just got to like it. And then we were talking about painting, and he said something very interesting, Mark Riley. I'm like, for me, I'm a snob because I jam on paintings. You know, I got a feeling that I know a good painting when I see one because my mom was a painter. And she was okay. But my buddy Phil is a great painter, and I look at Phil Bauer's work, and I'm like, I know that's a whole finished thing. And you basically said it doesn't matter what you know about painting. If you like the four dogs playing poker, that's okay.
That's okay. Buy it and bring it home. Do you know how many black houses had those the black love posters.
All right, well, the black light posters of with the woman with the afro and her boobs sticking
out. For some people, that's art.
No, it's not art, it's a picture.
For some people, they will say, and look, let me tell you something. Guys have gotten girls this way, okay? Bring them back to the
house.
Let
me show you my Jaguar poster. Yeah, yeah.
There's a commercial out now with a guy went out and bought a picture of a it looks like Jim Kelly, guy in a big kung fu outfit with a huge afro.
Yeah.
And his wife walks in and looks at it and walks right back out of the
But, okay, well, I guess that's in the world of affordable art on some level, but...
Yeah, cheap.
Is it really art? I mean, I know there was an elevation of black light art, of black velvet pictures and the dogs, but the dogs were never original. That was either on a tapestry or a face painting, a poster. But velvet paintings you could really get, and some people celebrate that type of art in sort of a campy way. And also some people celebrate outsider art and found art. Like, you know, if you find a painting by somebody who's just living in the Midwest who tried painting at a thrift store, there's something endearing about that. And it's got qualities that sort of transcend the average just, you know, schlock that is sold at flea markets or whatever, and new stuff, like, you know, velvet paintings. But
new stuff like velvet.
Well, no, you know, it's a weird sort of line between fine art and art. But, you know, I got a friend whose wife's mother deals in outsider art, which is, you know, these are these marginal characters, some of them, you know, schizophrenic, some of them are, you know, mentally a little compromised, but they noodle away at things, and they do amazing work, and even that is having a hard time being justified as art. Needless to say, I'd like to go on Monday. This is a great thing about New York City. You know, what anyone says
it
about New York City.
It is truly one of the great things. You're absolutely right that you have this kind of, you have access to this kind
of. You got the Met, you got the Whitney, you got the Guggenheim, you got the Modern, you got all the galleries. My buddy Phil tells me what paintings to go see on the cutting edge of what's happening in art right now.
Really?
But there's something comforting about the Modern Museum, the Modern Art Museum, the Museum of Modern Art. There's something comforting about going to the Whitney because they've always been there. And, you know, from my childhood, I remember going to those places. Like, I remember seeing the Alexander Calder retrospective when I was a kid, which was a blast because all he did was mobiles. Everything was dangling in the air, giant shapes moving around. Then they had this thing called Calder Circus, which forever was in the foyer of the Whitney.
Yeah.
It was just this little thing, this interactive circus that he bent out of wires and made little weird forms. And everything worked, like the trapeze artist and everything. You'd recognize a Calder thing if you saw it. They're these giant mobiles with sort of floating shapes that
yeah.
have a. I don't even. I can't even explain it any better than that.
You don't have to explain it any better than that, folks. Come to New York, see for yourself.
Man, the Jackson Pollock retrospective was great too. Where was that? I remember seeing that. My wife's a big fan of what's that guy's name? Oh, I always forget his name. Anyways, I like going to see the paintings. And even the Metropolitan has a great modern wing. I'm just blabbing away.
Well, hey, man, there's nothing wrong with talking about art.
I love it. Yeah. My mom was a big fan of the Impressionists, so I had that plowed into my head. Impressionists.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I got
that.
I can't draw a stick figure, so I really tend not to get too deep into art. Music was what, you know, that was my thing.
It's funny, like you said, like in the last week you've told me you can't make a sandwich and you can't draw a stick figure.
I can't make, did I say I couldn't make a sandwich?
You basically said
no, I couldn't make a wrap.
Oh, right.
No,
I'm sorry. You're right. That's much more complicated.
That's much more complicated.
It's a whole different method.
It's flat. It's a tortilla. You got to put stuff in it. You got to fold it up so it doesn't squirt all over you.
Oddly, you know, that is something that in the rules of life, according to Dan Passman, will be discussed tomorrow. I think, I don't know which one he's going to choose, but we are going to do Passman's rules tomorrow. Dan Passman, of course, son of Lewis and Linda Passman of New Jersey. Grandson of the famous liberal judge,
yes.
Morris Passman.
Morris Passman.
Of New Jersey.
And quite a rapper.
Yeah, definitely a rapper. Let's hear that thing that Dan put together today, can we, Kayla?
Which one?
You know, the Condoleezza Rice one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pleased to announce my nomination of Dr. Condoleezza Rice to be America's Secretary of State. During the last 4 years, I've relied on her counsel.
There's only you in my life.
Benefited from her great experience.
The only
the strength. The grace.
I guess you could say it was love at first sight.
My first love.
I'm very grateful to you.
You're every
my dear friend and mentor. I am very much looking forward to joining the fraternity.
And now I'm honored she's agreed to serve in my cabinet.
It is humbling.
I can't tell you how much I love Connie Rice.
He is one of the finest public servants our nation has ever produced.
I can't tell you how lucky I am.
No one else will.
It was my honor to serve alongside him.
And when we come together.
Now, that's an image that I particularly like.
Connie's true ambition is beyond my power to grant. We have one future that binds us. And Connie Rice is the right person for that challenge.
There you go. Isn't that sweet?
Yes.
Condoleezza Rice, the woman who said that terrorism wasn't a priority. Even after the August 6th PDV.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to Paul Thompson, who's going to come in after this. He's been on the show before a couple of times. His book, The Terror Timeline, is just a mind-blowing, historical, sort of well-founded in real press articles from 1979 or so, when Osama bin Laden was created.
A generation ago.
When he was fighting against the Russians with the Mujahideen, all the way up until the moment. And I imagine he's added some new things, and I think it's something we need to talk about now that, for some reason, now that the elections are over, it doesn't seem to be coming up much from the administration about, in talking about terrorism.
Today,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so he'll be back, and we've got maybe Mark the Shark will be here. I don't know. It depends what kind of calls we get. We've got
I heard he was supposed to be coming by, right?
You never know. I'm not even going to tease you like that because I think it ruins it. We'll be back in a second with Paul Thompson, 16 after the hour, Air America Radio.
MorningSedition.com. Our guests, our comedy, your blog. MorningSedition.com, courtesy of Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-344-0089 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-344-0089.
800-344-0089. That's 800-344-0089. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Abacor absolutely free. Call 800-344-0089.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
College Rivalry Saturday heats up this weekend on Sirius Sports. The Gators take on the Seminoles for bragging rights in the state of Florida. The Buckeyes play host to Michigan. The Tigers and Crimson Tide rock Alabama. And Tennessee takes on Vanderbilt. When these teams get together, it ain't about the standings or the BCS. It's all about the pride. Hear all the action this Saturday on Sirius Sports. For game times and channels, go to Sirius.com or call 877-33-SIRIUS.
All your important files are on your office PC. What do you do when you want to work from home or access a file while traveling? You copy files to disk, email documents home, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Now, there's a perfect solution for working from anywhere at any time. With GoToMyPC.com, you can always have complete access to everything on your office PC from any other internet-connected computer. It's easy to use and highly secure. You simply log into GoToMyPC.com and your office PC appears just as if you were at your desk. Work with all your programs and files. Check emails and access your network. Try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the radio listener button and enter promo code SIRIUS. Go to My PC is incredibly easy to use. Setup is completely automatic and it takes less than 2 minutes. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener button, promo code SIRIUS. Try GoToMyPC.com now, free for 45 days.
How do you teach conversation skills to a toddler? I'm Mark Merrill with today's Family Minute. Start by kneeling down and making eye contact with your young child. Limit the amount of words you use and keep the message simple. Allow your toddler enough time to respond to what you've just said. Keep in mind that during these early years, you're teaching far more than word recognition. You're actually modeling for your toddler proper ways to communicate with future teachers, peers, employers, and perhaps their own family one day. Remember, your family first.
The Family Minute with Mark Merrill is a production of Family First. To find out about ways you can build a stronger family, go to FamilyMinute.net. That's FamilyMinute.net or call 1-800-956-8300. That's 1-800-956-8300.
AIDS has killed more children worldwide than there are in all the great schools in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, Atlanta, and Miami combined. The time to do something is now. The place is apathyislethal.org. AIDS is preventable. Apathy is lethal.
A public service announcement brought to you by the United Nations Foundation and the Ad Council.
Past the hour. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Good morning.
On Air America Radio's Morning Edition. Welcome, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 1260 AM KPRC. That is Air America's 40th affiliate.
Yeah.
And because of that, we are on in real time. I waited to say hi because some of you might be up now. Because I believe it's 2 hours earlier than here in New York. Okay, of course I know that. My father lives here. Anyways, I will be appearing at Giggles in Seattle on December 3rd and 4th, and both nights will be recorded for a new CD, www.gigglescomedyclub.com. If you're listening in Seattle, which is 3 hours before now, but hopefully that'll bring in some people. You can also give us feedback whenever you want by leaving us a voice message. The Morning Sedition mailbox is taking your calls, so go to morningsedition.com for the number and other details about that. Before I get to the Palm Pilot quickly, I remember the name of the artist that my wife turned me on to, who I love, and I didn't know his name before, Philip Guston.
Ah.
Or maybe Guston. Is it Guston? Do you know Paul Thompson? Paul Thompson, the author of The Terror Timeline, is sitting there. Who was your favorite painter?
I don't know. I like the Surrealists.
So does Kent Jones. Kent the Colonel Jones just said he likes the Surrealists. It's interesting. I wonder what you two have in common, because I was never a Surrealist guy. I was an abstract Expressionist guy. Mark Rothko was my favorite for years. Just like the big floating colors. I just love him. I love him. Riley, you're I guess the guy who painted the four dogs playing poker?
No. Stay High 149 is my favorite artist.
Graffiti artist?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just read an article about them. Well, let's get to this. I could talk art for a long time, but we have terror to talk about, which is not an art form, but a mode of warfare. But first, we got some guy in a navy blazer and a crest on his jacket brought the Palm Pilot today. I don't know. Maybe Ramon has got a post. Maybe he's in.
Did he get nominated?
I don't know. Well, here's a Tom DeLay's Palm Pilot for this morning. 6 a.m. Wake up. Lie, cheat, steal, hit snooze alarm. 6:15 a.m. Lie, cheat, steal. Ah, that's better. 7 a.m. Breakfast. Redistrict plates so that bacon will always have power over eggs. 8 a.m. Pressure country club official until rules are changed so that the highest score wins in golf. 12 noon, lunch. Steak, potatoes with sour cream and butter, pecan pie. Change dietary laws so that cholesterol is good for your heart. 2 p.m., redraw map of Texas so that it includes parts of New Mexico. And new counties each day until someone notices. 3 p.m., hurry across town for illegal fundraising meeting. Note, if police stop me, accuse cops of engaging in the politics of personal destruction. 10 p.m., marital relations. Note, explain to wife that under the new rules, she has to wear the French maid's outfit, because those are the new rules. 11 p.m., sleep, go to dreamland, lie, cheat, and steal. Paul Thompson, back in the house, author of The Terror Timeline, who lives in New Zealand but has not been back to New Zealand, because you're here, you have some family stuff, you're a new uncle.
That's right.
You put the little kid
on your knee with your book of a million pages and go, let's start at Bin Laden. This is the Bin Laden man with his silly hat. Do you do that?
Not quite yet.
I'd give the kid a couple of years.
Yeah.
So now, you know, this is a one of my favorite books on... I love books like this because it's got everything in it. You start with the creation of Bin Laden during the Mujahideen and the Islamic Arabs, as Peter Bergen calls them, and then you move all the way through 9/11 and past it. Have you added any new stuff recently?
Yeah, well, not. I mean, when the book is going to come out next year or the year after, hopefully we'll have a new edition with new information, and the website, we're putting up new information. And I just found out some really interesting stuff. There's a lot of people helping me out, and somebody sent me something yesterday. Not a lot of people know about this, but there are a number of war games that were going on at the time of 9/11.
Right.
The U.S. military was conducting exercises, and we know of at least three exercises. One of them was
any of them bombing the World Trade Center?
Well, get this. Right. One of them was actually this thing called the Reconnaissance Office, which is kind of a CIA thing, kind of a military thing, a joint department. And they had an exercise where they had a building in Washington, and they were envisioning at 9 o'clock on the morning of 9/11 a plane crashing into their building.
Come on.
This is 4 miles from where the plane really crashes, at the same time. So that one's certainly curious.
Well, okay, wait. So wait, this was it an active war game? Were they going to fly something into a building?
Kind of like a fire drill, except instead of saying we're evacuating the building because of a fire, we're evacuating the building, and what would our response be if a plane hit our building?
Because, you know, some people think that whatever hit the Pentagon was not a plane. I mean, I don't know where that conspiracy theory goes from there, because they look at the hole and they say there's no way a plane could have made this hole, and Well, obviously it could have, but I don't know what the countering
this isn't the Pentagon. This is another building. But
I know that
people are saying Condoleezza Rice is saying we could have never imagined planes hitting buildings, planes being used as weapons. And here, on the very day, there's an exercise about the very thing, and there were a lot of them. But that was just one of the things that was going on at the time. There was another one called Northern Vigilance, where a lot of fighters are being sent off towards the North Pole, kind of like the name Northern Vigilance. In case the Russians were just back in the Cold War mentality, they're coming over the North Pole. So they're having an exercise like that. And they're having another one called Northern Guardian, which is the same kind of thing. And what I just found out yesterday, this person sent me, is that according to some pretty obscure military journals, it talks about how a whole bunch of fighter aircraft from Langley Air Force Base, that's one of the two bases that are responding on 9/11, they're all being sent off to Iceland. There's two-thirds of their aircraft are being sent off to Iceland to take part in a war game. And there's another bunch of planes, also from Langley, that are being taken off and sent to Turkey.
All right. Well, hold that thought, Paul, because we've got to take a break here, I believe. We're talking to Paul Thompson, who is the author of The Terror Timeline, an amazing book, a huge book, 866-303-2270. If you have any questions, 9/11-related, terrorism-related, this is the guy to ask because he's got the information. Right, Riley?
Absolutely. We're going to talk a little bit about Condoleezza Rice, too.
Okay, cool.
When we come back here on Air America Radio.
Call 866-303-2270. Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Air America fans, Muckraking Mother Jones magazine has a special offer just for you. Get a full year subscription for just $10 at our new website, readmojo.com. That's readmojo.com, where you'll get over 70% off the regular price. Subscribe today and get instant access to all subscriber-only content and extras on our website. Fight back against 4 more years of corruption by subscribing to Mother Jones at readmojo.com.
Are your employees falling asleep on the job? Productivity down. Customers complaining.
You stink.
Well, before you fire everyone and go out of business, try switching the music in your workplace to Sirius. Come on, you're already in love with the music in your car and home. Bring the Sirius business plan to work. At $24.95 a month, it's cheaper than Muzak and a lot more fun. Log on to Sirius.com and click through business subscriptions or give us a call at 888-539-SIRIUS.
Hey, sports fans. When you tune into Sirius Sports Radio, you want to hear about football. You want to hear about baseball. You want to hear about sports. And there's something else you should hear about. How to get good tickets for the game. When it comes to tickets for sporting events, you've got to check out StubHub.com. Started by 2-season ticket holders, StubHub.com is the number one site for sports, concerts, and theater tickets nationwide. Since StubHub tickets come directly from season ticket holders, you're getting access to the best seats. We're talking front row, behind home plate, on the 50, you name it. StubHub.com's got it. So, you want tickets for an exciting sporting event or sold-out show? No problem. Just go to StubHub.com, find the seats you want, and your tickets will be delivered fast via FedEx. When you use StubHub.com, you'll always get the tickets you want in time for the game, 100% guaranteed. All right, here's the recap. Can't use your tickets? Sell them on StubHub.com. Want tickets? Go to StubHub.com. That's StubHub. Visit StubHub.com today or call 1-866-STUBHUB.
StubHub! Hello, everybody. I'm Tony Cantillo, your fresh grocer. Today's tip of the day is going to be on green kiwi. We did a tip on golden kiwi a little while ago, but green kiwi is into the market, and there's so much of it. There's a bumper crop, and the prices are great, and so is the quality. But let's talk about selection. When you select the green kiwi, the bigger, the better. You want to make sure it's got that light brown color all the way around. Then what you want to do is make sure when you buy them that they have a nice give to the touch. When you bring them home, you store them on the counter, not in the refrigerator. But when they're ready to eat, and let's say you're not ready to eat all that kiwi you bought because they're so inexpensive, then you can store them in the refrigerator when they have a nice give to them, and they can last up to 7 to 10 days longer. Now, kiwi is great for dessert, and it's also wonderful for you. With 240% of the vitamins you need for the day and 6 grams of dietary fiber, wonderful for nutrition. And I'm Tony Cantillo, your fresh grocer. For more tips, go to TonyCantillo.com. Hello, I'm Tony Cantillo. You know, sometimes information on nutrition and health can seem overwhelming. That's why there's the Dole Nutrition News. Twice a month, this electronic newsletter will bring you the very latest in diet and nutrition research, plus recipes, fitness tips, and natural beauty ideas. Best of all, it's absolutely free. How do you get all this information? Simply just go to www.dolenutrition.com. To sign up, it's free, it's easy, and it's loaded with news that you can use to lose weight and look great. Again, that's www.dolenutrition.com.
Stuart, how are those hedges coming, little man?
Dad!
Sorry, you're not little. You're 5. Man, you're holding a 10-horsepower gas hedge trimmer. I should watch myself, huh? So, fire her up and show those hedges who they're messing with.
But I could get hurt.
Don't focus on the negative. Come on, go get him, killer! Ah, that's the battle cry of a lawn warrior. Now, steady the blade. Where are those edges?
Dad, please!
Think of the trimmer as an extension of your arm. Come on, keep that arm away from
the cat.
The cat. Oh, and the neighbor's new car.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
Here. You can do the neighbor's shrubs after you finish ours.
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Yes, it does feel good to be a gangster.
Sure does.
I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. You're listening to Morning Tradition. Our guest is Paul Thompson, the author of The Terror Timeline, Year by Year, Day by Day, Minute by Minute, a comprehensive chronicle of the road to 9/11 and America's response. That's available at morningtradition.com for a discount. Let's take a call here. Who have we got? We have got Ted from Nebraska. Good morning, Ted.
Hi, Mark and Mark.
Hi.
You know, once again, you liberals are spinning everything, and you don't seem to be able to give credit where it's due. The president's just trying to improve this country, and you're so negative and elitist, and you don't really know what you're
elitist.
Talking about.
You guys are oh, my God. It's a, oh, no. Oh, no. It's happening. My thoughts are starting to change. I'm becoming him. Oh, no.
Now, Pennsylvania.
Other pleasures.
And now, live from Radio Halliburton, it's Right and Early, the conservative's way to wake up, with Mark the Shark Maron.
Yes, that's right. Good morning, neocons. It's 1 day after the hour here on Radio Halliburton. Halliburton, come see our new Fallujah brand. That's right. I'm so excited about Bush's new cabinet members. I don't think I can hold it. Oh, no, I'm going to. Oh, yes. Oh, somebody get a liberal in here to clean that up. W is remodeling his cabinet. He's getting rid of the dead wood and putting some real Americans in there like Condi Rice. That's right. Hey, Condi, let's go clean up the State Department. Oh, what's that smell? Oh, it's colon. Goodbye, traitor. And who's that? Arlen Sphincter? Get it? Get it? Sphincter. Arlen Sphincter. Get it? Now start running, traitors. I'm in the mood to hunt me some moderates. Yeah. Oh. Yeah! Wow! Woohoo! Look at him run! Why don't you run home to your liberal girlfriend, John Kerry? You've been sharked, loser! It's 22 after the hour. Hey, let's take a call. You're on the air, caller.
Oh, those damn liberals, feminazis.
Yeah, direct kill! That's right! You got it! 4 more years, direct kill, caller! Hey, even though we won the election and control both houses of Congress, we're still abused white people, and we're not going to take it anymore! That's right, it's 24 after the hour. Time for the Neocon Power Weather Forecast. It's 85 degrees in Fallujah today, and the forecast calls for...
Stick around, Neocons. We'll be back with Toby Keith in a minute.
Don't touch that dial, Patriot. We'll be back with Wright and Early.
What just happened, Paul? Hey, man, why is everyone looking at me funny?
Are you okay, man?
Yeah, man. We're just talking about terrorism, man. We're taking some calls. What the hell? I mean, why are you guys looking at me funny? Joe in Michigan, what's going on? How are you, Joe? Good morning to you. What's
on your
mind?
How are you guys doing this morning?
Hey, Joe.
Well, I was just calling to comment on the September 11th theory with whether or not the people were, excuse me, cop just pulled out here. September 11th theory.
Yes, the theory about the Pentagon.
About a small plane laden with explosives or missiles exploding into the Pentagon instead of the plane that lifted off from one of the airports on that morning.
Right.
I believe that it's a sincere possibility.
Yeah.
Because on the plane that was headed for the Pentagon were a large number of aircraft industry employees from Boeing, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed, people that were working on a government project to design a system that would fly aircraft automatically.
Okay, let me ask Paul about that. Thank you for the call, Joe. And we're going to take another call in a second from somebody who actually witnessed what he's talking about. Do you know anything about this, Paul?
Yeah, there are a number of employees apparently killed on three of the four planes who were working on some remote control plane technology, as far as we know. But the question is when you have flights, you know, from like from Washington to Los Angeles, you're going to get a lot of people who are working with military companies, working on defense contracts and the like. So it's one of those things. Is it coincidence or is there something there?
But I mean, but what are they saying? Is that like, you know, they were on the planes with remote controls operating some smaller device to go into? I mean,
there's a lot of theories and some of it just, it doesn't quite make sense.
Yeah, but with all these theories, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, if there are that many people involved then those people that were on the planes, you know, weren't really killed in those planes, that their loved ones are playing along with some, they're in some sort of protection for, I don't understand. I'm a conspiracy theory guy.
I would say incredible ideas have to have, you know, incredible evidence to back them up. And, you know, there's some curious things, but...
Yeah, I like to look at conspiracy theories as mutated hope. that in lieu of an explanation that fits someone's, you know, idea of what an explanation should be, they have to, you know, out of their fear, construct some sort of temporary religion that keeps them from going crazy. Deborah in New York, how are you?
Hi, Deborah.
Good morning.
What's up?
I was an eyewitness. I happened to have been at a seminar for work at the Arlington Sheraton Hotel, which is a couple blocks away from the Pentagon, with an unobstructed view. There are just warehouses between the hotel and the Pentagon. And when I came out from a break, I heard that the World Trade Center was on fire, and I knew that my colleague was upstairs in her room. So I went upstairs. She was on the top floor.
Yeah.
And we were watching the World Trade Center burning. I said to her, you know, if it could happen there, it could happen here. We ran to the window and literally looked up and saw the plane go over our head and watched it go into the Pentagon.
Wow. And it was not a small plane.
It was not a small plane. It was a passenger plane.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry you had to go through that. But thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. So there's so much for that particular.
Wow. That must have just been awful.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that people forget. I even think that people forget in terms of like, even in some of the middle of the country, that, you know, people who are around the areas, like here, I mean, there's no doubt in New York what happened to anyone who lived here. You know, we know what happened, and somebody like Deborah calls up, she knows exactly what happened. But once people start being fed information, the further away you get from the center of the crime, of the tragedy, and you don't really know, and you start to, your perception is based on newspaper and TV images anyways, why not just sit there and speculate?
But, well, you know, one of the curious things that keeps that idea alive is that there were a lot of videos that were filmed at the time of the plane hitting the Pentagon. I mean, the Pentagon, there are a zillion cameras, security cameras pointed all around it. We know there was a gas station across the street that had a camera pointed right at where the crash was. There was a hotel, had a camera pointed right there. Security people came and grabbed all that footage within an hour. And that's never been released. So if you want to get to the bottom of these things, you really have to release all these things. Why aren't they putting that information out there? I want to see all this stuff released, and then we can put to rest some of these questions.
I think that, you know, strategically, you know, it's my belief that, you know, a lot of times stuff is put under government clampdown just so conspiracy theories will fester, and that way, you know, the truth is never known. I think that's what happened with JFK. I mean, that no matter what truth, whatever comes out now, even if it is the God-honest truth, people go, yeah, right. you know what I mean? There's no way to ever prove that with any, you know, with any real clarity, ever.
Yeah.
Now, Paul, we were talking before the break about a little bit about Condoleezza Rice, and I wanted to get a sense, A, of you know, what you think of her ascension to Secretary of State, and B, there is something that's getting ready to happen later today, huh?
Yeah, well, the Jersey Girls, the so-called Jersey Girls, the prominent victims' relatives are putting out a press release, and they're hopping mad about Condi being picked for Secretary of State, as they should be. I mean, this person has presided over a lot of failures, and in my opinion, and I think in the opinion of the Jersey Girls, has committed perjury. She has gone under oath and committed perjury time and time again. I mean, the statement that planes could never have, we never could have imagined that they would be used to hit buildings is so patently false. Right. As this press release from the Jersey Girls, which we have a copy sitting here, states, you know, in July 2001, President Bush was at the summit in Genoa, Italy, and he had to stay in an aircraft carrier for fear of an Al-Qaeda plot of crashing into the building he was going to, you know, be going into in Genoa. It was an article in Time magazine talking about this, the BBC, all this was happening. This is no possible way that people couldn't have known.
Right.
And that, you know, even in 2004, just before she did her testimony before the 9/11 Commission, she repeated that again in the Washington Post.
Why the hell did people vote him back in? Some people think that he wasn't voted back in. We're talking to Paul Thompson. He is the author of The Terror Timeline. That's available at morningsedition.com at a slight discount. We're taking your call. Stay on the phone, Terry. It's 44 past the hour. You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270, or you can check us out at morningsedition.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
I got serious in August because I really wanted to hear the NFL, and I didn't even know you were on, and I had to get straight 4 to 6. I'm sitting in fucking traffic. I'd be pulling my hair out if I wasn't.
George from Alabama.
Now it's going to be on where I can actually listen.
Friday was his go-out night.
Oh, I got you.
Monday through Thursday. He was...
Harry O, Sharon Z. What's your favorite station?
Raw Dog.
Nice. Jim Brewer Unleashed weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern.
One Pacific.
Only on Sirius Raw Dog. 147. Comedy. Uncensored. Except here.
This is a promo. What are you going to do?
All your important files are on your office PC. What do you do when you want to work from home or access a file while traveling? You copy files to disk, email documents home, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Now, there's a perfect solution for working from anywhere at any time. With GoToMyPC.com, you can always have complete access to everything on your office PC from any other internet-connected computer. It's easy to use and highly secure. You simply log into GoToMyPC.com and your office PC appears just as if you were at your desk. Work with all your programs and files, check emails, and access your network. Try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the radio listener button and enter promo code SIRIUS. GoToMyPC is incredibly easy to use. Setup is completely automatic and it takes less than 2 minutes. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener button, promo code SIRIUS. Try GoToMyPC.com now, free for 45 days.
Are you significant? I'm Mark Merrill with today's Family Minute. The dictionary defines significant as someone who is noteworthy, valuable, or important. In our culture, we determine our significance by what we have, what we do for a living, and by comparing ourselves to others. But none of these are really good definitions. We should not look at outward signs and appearances to determine our significance. Instead, we should look at our hearts. An ancient proverb says, as a person thinks in his heart, so is he. Remember, your family first.
The Family Minute with Mark Merrill is a production of Family First. To find some great resources for strengthening your family, go to FamilyMinute.net. That's FamilyMinute.net. Or call 1-800-956-8300. That's
1-800-956-8300. Attention swimmers! Get out of the water! Everybody, out of the water!
Dude, what?
It's a pair of thunder thighs. Big ones, too. That mom, who's been swimming a lot with her kids, must have lost them.
Whoa. I heard about this happening once up at Laguna.
Small step number 54. Play with your kids. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to get healthy. Learn more at www.smallstep.gov.
The public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Past the hour, we're going to remotely control land this thing in a minute. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Good morning.
It's Morning Tradition on Air America Radio. We're talking to Paul Thompson, the author, the compiler of The Terror Timeline, year by year, day by day, minute by minute, a comprehensive chronicle of the road to 9/11 and America's response. We're going to take a call here in a second, but right now we know things are tough in the job market right now, so we've decided to help out. We scanned through the Help Wanted listings and found this for a special Thursday Morning Tradition. Morning's Edition job listing. The Bush administration is looking for a veteran Republican hack who understands that the feeding of the world must be taken out of the hands of the lazy, inefficient family farmers and put into the hands of a few enormous agribusinesses. Experience in corporate boardroom, necessary. Experience behind a tractor, irrelevant. Applicant must be unfamiliar with the term mad cow disease and must be willing to fire anyone who brings it up in a meeting. Must be willing to see the danger of pesticides from the chemical manufacturer's point of view every time. Would be willing to consider a Democrat for the position if it would be if it would swing certain blue states, i.e. Minnesota, Pennsylvania. As keeping the electorate obese is a key component to maintaining our base, the ideal applicant would be someone who likes Americans fat and happy, or at least fat and obedient. If you could be Latino or black, that would be fantastic. There you go. How do you like that? These, I guess we're going to have these job listings as long as there are cabinet positions open.
There may be a few.
Terry on the Lower East Side, what's going on?
Hey, Terry.
I've been living in my apartment on the Lower East Side for 21 years and took the apartment because of the view of the World Trade Center and the sky gazer, just one of those nut jobs. But yeah. To tell the truth, I saw three phenomena within the 6 weeks before that have stuck with me and will go to my grave with me.
Okay.
One was a full moon brighter than anything that had ever been down there that sat on top of the antenna and then swung around in a spiral so that even though the Earth was going in one direction, it actually retrograded.
Whoa, Terry, back up a second.
It retrograded.
The moon moved around?
It moved around the tower.
Okay.
Number one world.
Okay. And what else did you see?
I saw about 3 weeks before that, three lights, one purple, one pink, one blue, beautiful lights, most beautiful colors, hovering around it.
Just hovering around the World Trade Center.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then during the day one day, I saw a small airplane flying so close to it that I can't believe that it wasn't reported to the FAA.
It might have been. I don't know. Well, you know
but
what?
People who were in that building must have seen something.
You mean the small plane?
The small planes, those three lights, lights, you know, like Art Bell, during that period of time, he's talking about, oh, guess what? You know, whenever there's going to be some kind of problem, there's lights from the aliens are hovering around, this spacecraft mentioned.
So, yeah, and I would think certainly if the moon sort of jiggled around and swung around.
Yeah,
people...
that told me right away. And my upstairs neighbor with exactly the same view saw the same thing.
She saw the moon
and
move around.
And she's a fundamentalist Christian woman. So it's not as though I'm some crazy New York Jew, you know.
That's right. No, fundamentalist Christians are definitely not crazy.
You see the same thing as I see.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Terry.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to talk to Paul about... Now, Paul, have you got any reports that the moon moved a few weeks before?
Sorry. Don't have that in my book.
How about the purple lights and the... Nothing?
No.
Well, how about the small plane? Anything?
Don't have that either.
Wow.
Terry, I wish we could, I'm not, you know, certainly thank you for calling, but we don't have any of that in the timeline. But you want to take one more call?
Sure.
I don't know how we're going to beat that, really.
Yeah.
But I appreciate her calling. I'm not going to, you know.
I know. You're not going to say she's nuts.
I've moved chairs with my mind.
Okay, you know, Kreskin.
But I was high at the time, and I wish I could make it happen. Kathy, listening to WLIV New Jersey. Good morning.
Hi,
good
Kathy.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Paul.
Hey.
All right, two quick questions. Paul, have you gone to the website 911truth.org? That's one question. And is it possible, because I've heard this, that you can remotely control a plane all over this country if you so chose.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's it? All right. Thanks a lot, Kathy.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. The 911truth.org, I think that is the website with the Pentagon theory that it was not. You've been there.
Yeah. They focus on that kind of stuff.
Right.
And the second question is that, yes, the technology to remote control planes has been around a long time. Not a lot of people know about it, but... you know, just a month before 9/11, there was a test to, I think it was a 727, to take it off and land it completely without any pilots, anybody on board. And the military has been doing that kind of things for quite a long time. So in theory, you know, there's one thing to say, in theory, yes, this is possible. But whether or not it happened on 9/11 is a whole other story.
If you go to Snopes.com, there is a debunking of this, of the other theory about the non-airliner projectile entering the Pentagon. I mean, you know, if you're going to look at the truth of, what is the other one called? Truth what?
Truth 9, what is 911truth.org.
If you're going to go there, you might as well go to Snopes too and just, you know, entertain the other option. Because I know that, you know, a lot of people have a lot of ideas about what happened. And again, the more complicated it gets, the more theories there are, the possibility of the truth ever being believed or noticed is going to lessen as time goes on.
Well, you know, I'm trying to fight that, Mark, to get through all this confusing propaganda and spin and just trying to figure out, you know, what are the facts. And it's hard because, as you point out, there's just so much muddling of the waters that goes on.
Well, I mean, as you see, you know, you get things very varied. You get remote control planes, you get the moving moon. And, you know, once you enter the world of unsubstantiated evidence, you know, in terms of the press or anything else, is that it just opens the door to any number of things to be valid to some people. That what's the barometer of truth? I mean, if people don't trust the press, which most people don't, and on some level the media and the press shouldn't be trusted, rightfully so. But there are, as you said, or as you've done in your book, if you go through enough reports and you do trust certain reporters as being credible, then you can put together a reasonable history of something. And but, you know, a lot of people be like, ah, so what? That's not half as interesting as the moon moving around the tower.
See? But now, Paul, what about have you heard the theory that it wasn't the fuel that caused the two towers to collapse? You've heard that before.
Yeah. Well, it probably wasn't the fuel because the fuel expended in a matter of a few minutes, sort of a big fireball.
Yeah.
And if it came down because of fire, it had to have been from office furniture and other things within the building burning, because the whole fuel from the plane just comes and goes. It burned off very quickly.
Right.
So, you know, it's some of the stuff. You see, the problem is that there's so much stuff that's out there that just hasn't really been solidly explained, because there's been so much secrecy. Everything is national security this, national security that. We can't tell you about this. We can't tell you about that. And so a lot of these things remain, debated on the Internet, because people really don't know what the hard facts are. Everything's being held behind closed doors.
Well, hopefully that stuff will come out. Paul Thompson, thank you very much. The book is The Terror Timeline, and you can get that at morningsedition.com for a slight discount. It's always great to talk to you.
Hey, thanks.
Great to talk to you.
And I got to say, I can hardly even tell you're wearing a hairpiece.
Wait a minute. How did this happen? Mort Milfington, I'll get you. I don't have a hairpiece, mister. Here's your liberal agenda for today. One, make sure discarded cabinet members are biodegradable. Two, send to Arlen Specter a fruit basket with a note that says, we should talk. Three, be the first one on your block to make withering zingers about Margaret Spellings, the new Secretary of Education, Margaret Spellings. You'll be the first. Four, if someone asks you about Kerry running for president again, ask, which one, Alexandra or Vanessa? Yeah. Five, today's phrase is dropped in the conversation. Got my vacation all planned. 2 weeks at the Clinton Library. Yeah, man. Woo! What do we got tomorrow? What do we got?
Tomorrow, Ryan? We've got journalist Ron Suskind. Yeah, we're here.
Oh, I like Ron.
All right. Ron's going to be here. He's going to discuss the Bush cabinet shakeup, Powell's resignation, and a whole lot more. And director and playwright Neil LaBute discusses his new book of short stories, Seconds of Pleasure, and his new play, Fast Pig.
Mm.
So that's tomorrow for you here on Air America Radio. Have a great day, Maren. Thanks,
too,
Paul.
Riley.
Thanks.
Morning Sedition.